participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run.
Kirk Douglas look-alike contest. Nice long white hair. Dead ringer he is.
You know,
none of us yet have taken the time on the air to say, Happy New Year, Andy Rice. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Alcone and all the ships at sea. And now, the defensive line of your Maryland Terrapins, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meredith.
All right,
thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode of this Thursday. January 3, 2002, and here are your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. The main number 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1027. And there is for an instant request at any time during the show. Call Buzz in the next room. Howdy, Buzz.
Thank you. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to the show, everybody. Today will be jam-packed. I think we'd like to start the show, though, by gauging the general state of Mike.
I'm all right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you weren't upset by the screensaver.
No, I like the little... The screensaver today was a bunch of little Paxil pills.
Oh, that's
I saw my doctor yesterday, and he's given me another month of it. Even after I told him about the problem at the moment of achievement, so to speak.
Of release,
he said it won't get any worse.
Ah.
And if it does get worse, that I we can make adjustments. But I told him I liked what it was doing. I liked the way it was kind of mellowing me out. So we came to the conclusion that we were going to stay the course for a while.
All right, well.
So I'm doing well today. I'm doing very well today. I'm not as euphoric as I was yesterday after coming back from a vacation. You know, we get a little giddy on our first day back, and normally that giddiness goes away after the third or fourth call. You know, call it the medication, but for me, that giddiness really lingered till the end of the show yesterday. But today, much more even-tempered. It's back to the old grind, so to speak.
All right, well, it's a good thing that you have the little pink pill.
But, you know, give us a couple of calls, and I'm sure that I will be I'll be my usual self.
Well, anyway, damn it. Glad you're okay.
Yeah, fine.
Welcome to the Isle of Tranquility.
Fine, welcome.
Mr. Perfect, welcome.
Fine.
You're among friends.
I'm a beautiful mind.
You're among friends.
I have a beautiful mind.
Wendell sent you a gift.
He did?
Yes, a journal.
Ah, very good. That's great. All right, tell Wendell to deal with his own S.
Okay.
All right, he's the last one that ought to be thinking about me. But Happy New Year, Wendell.
All right. What was the idea for the journal?
The journal was that I would... why are you spraying that, Rob? What's the deal?
This is actually also a gift from Wendell. This should cut down on the static in here so our board won't go screwy like
it. What is that stuff? It smells weird.
It's Wendell said he made it himself.
Do you smell that?
No, it's downy and water.
Yeah.
So I'm told.
Rob's like spraying this stuff underneath our chairs here.
Remember how Cart 6 went screwy yesterday?
Yeah, why don't you do this before the show?
Because I just got it.
It's like, I mean, we're here for 2 hours before the show. Do the stuff before the show goes on the air.
This stuff smells horrible.
It does.
It smells yeasty.
Oh, and I know that the journal was that I suggested yesterday that you write down
my deep thoughts.
No. You write down your wife's criticisms.
Oh, the critic corners.
Yeah. Right. Well, she said to me last night when I got home that I had missed a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, dear.
And I thought I did real well going through most of them, but, you know, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
You'll give me that for a moment.
Very good.
You know, I agree with you that Wendell Hall is certainly the last person in this building who should be offering you advice.
This is true.
And I'm going to send this back to him.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Very good. Absolutely. All right. Send that back to Wendell.
You can see that. Very good. Wendell, you would like to, maybe Wendell, you'd like to keep the diary for us on how you're doing every day.
Very good. Yes, sirree. Here we are. Welcome to the new year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
It's just every day. Every day is an adventure.
There are all kinds of demons at play at this radio station.
Oh, right, yes. Right.
You know, yeah. it just seems to me that a guy... No need. I'm not going to say it.
A lot of us have problems.
I'm not going to say it because I'm very fond of Wendell.
Yes. I'm just thumbing through these magazines, these little entertainment magazines, looking at pictures of Robert Downey Jr., Mariah Carey, Ben Affleck, Aaron Sorkin, Matthew Perry... And A.J. McLean, or McClain.
Oh, the Backstreet Men, right?
Yeah, lots of people in show business with problems.
Yes,
that's right.
There are.
Absolutely.
Right. Just...
Hi, everyone.
No. Mike, you're not in that category.
I know I'm not.
You're in a different category.
I'm in a much different category.
You're in the Mariah Carey category.
Let me see here.
She just went nuts.
No, because what they have here in Entertainment Weekly is...
Wendell would be in the Backstreet Boy category.
No, because there are a few other things. Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
But he'd be in the Ben Affleck category.
And none of us are in the Kirk Douglas category of feeling suicidal.
Is that what Kirk Douglas has?
That was in the tabloid, yeah.
Mariah Carey's problem, you know, it has the problem listed right here underneath the celebrity pictures.
Yeah. A helpful chart.
Mariah Carey's problem, extreme exhaustion, Don.
Yeah.
I don't suffer from that.
Well, you mentioned yesterday that you were, like, going to bed at 4 in the afternoon.
Well, that's a result of the medication. That's a result of the medicine that I'm taking.
Okay.
Your boy is tired after 30 nights.
Yeah, and I took it a little early today, and I got real tired right before I got here. I almost fell asleep at the wheel.
Wow.
Just being honest,
it's not good.
Then I got to the building and I got out of the car and I had like a renewed. But it's the adrenaline for
at
the show.
At high speed?
Huh?
Were you going high speed?
I always go high speed.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just right before the exit. No, actually, right after I got off the exit, you know, that first intersection on Route 50. I closed my eyes and then did a little boom.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Who hasn't done that?
Traffic starting up again. No, it was when the car was stopped.
Oh, good. Well, that's okay.
I just closed my eyes a little bit, you know, and then you get a little beep, somebody in back of you.
Yeah.
And then I continued on my way.
You busted yourself right out of it.
Dry mouth today, too. Very dry mouth. That's another side effect.
Of the Paxil?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah. Hi, Larry King. Yes.
Sporting addresses.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
It's always good to start the show with some phone calls.
Very good.
When we've already hit our first awkward moment.
Yes, we have. Oh, well, you know, yeah, that's true. With the journal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the journal.
Absolutely.
You know, well, listen, never mind about that. About, you know, but when, you know, I would like Wendell to come in, though, so I could give him the journal.
Wendell, come on in and get your journal back. Don wrote on the journal for you.
Hello, who's this?
This is Aaron.
Hello, Aaron. Where are you from?
Aaron.
I'm from East Brunswick, New Jersey. I got a suggestion for you guys.
What's that?
Every time that you mention Rob Stewart's name, you should play that sound bite of everybody saying Rob Stewart's name, and that should be a tradition on your show.
You mean this thing?
Rob Stewart!
Yeah, I can't get enough of that.
You can't. All right. Thank you, my friend. Hold on. Here is our engineer, Wendell Hall.
Squirting the spray.
Wendell is coming in here now, that's for sure. Hi, Wendell.
Hey.
Hi, Wendell. Now, listen, I'm not going to embarrass you on the air, but there's your composition book back. Perhaps if you could keep the diary.
Well, see, these come in three packs. Thank you, Wendell. Happy New Year.
In the Bureau, we used to call that a clue.
Oh, very good. Absolutely. It's a clue. Thank you, Wendell.
Thank you, Wendell.
Happy New Year. Thanks for the Christmas card, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got a card from Wendell?
Yeah, I got a card from Wendell.
How did I?
Great card. You didn't get a card from Wendell?
I guess not.
Really?
I don't think I did.
Rob, you get one?
Yeah.
Buzz, you get a card?
I did. Nice one.
Hey, Wendell.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
But hey, any reason I'm not on the Christmas card list?
No one has your address, Secret Squirrel.
Oh, gotcha.
He's got an answer for everything, ladies and gentlemen.
He does. Touché.
242.
Touché.
Secret Squirrel.
He's funny. He's funny. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Oh, man.
Donna Mike, welcome back, buddy.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, you know that dumb DJ that did that stupid disco duck song?
Rick Dees?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It didn't get on the air, so it doesn't count.
No, technically, you were not able to pull that off. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, happy new year, Donna Mike.
Same to you.
Hey, Mike, since you guys came back from the break, your voice sounds different.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Are you going deaf or something?
Well, I don't understand.
I don't know what it is.
Now, listen, everybody, please, come on now. Back off, Mike.
This is your safe haven.
Back off, Mike. This is.
Do you really think it sounds different?
It does.
Like in what way?
It's kind of garbled, kind of deeper.
Garbled in.
Garbled?
A little bit.
How would it be garbled? I don't think my voice is garbled at all.
Your voice sounds exactly the same as it sounds before. It sounded before we went away.
Do you? No, it's different.
Hey, listen, just stop it.
All right.
Just stop it.
This is a safe haven.
I wish you have some problems in your life someday. You know, have to come in here and talk about them on the radio. Yes, I'm scratching my stomach.
What's that itch?
You know what I did the day before I left Florida?
You sitting yelling at this guy on the phone. You're just itching your stomach.
I laid out by the pool before I came back from Florida, and I got burned. I got burned, and my skin is peeling. That's why I'm doing that.
So it's not a tick.
You know, I know this guy's, like, full of BS, but I will be thinking about that for the rest of the year.
Don't let the callers influence.
And speaking of that, did you hear on vacation what happened? That apparently there's some miraculous surgical procedure that was performed.
He had a successful
on Rush Limbaugh, as I predicted. I mean, months ago.
Yes, and now he miraculously has his hearing back.
I mean, I don't know if we have tape of that, but I said that exact thing would happen, mm-hmm. that there would be yep. some unusual procedure where he would be restored, all of his hearing would come back.
Amazing it is.
Isn't it? Ooh, it's scary. Miracle.
Hello, Adam, Donna Mike Show. Hi there, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, thanks a lot. Listen, this Paxil thing, I was just wondering why you had to take it. Is it just because of your stress?
Well, it's a variety of reasons, but I mean, it's a anxiety, stress kind of thing.
Well, that's what I have. I have, like, high anxiety.
High anxiety, you win.
Thank you, guys. That makes me feel great. I have it so bad that at some point it makes me pass out. I had to go in for this tilt table test. They strap you in like Frankenstein.
That's like Tony Soprano.
Did you? I was wondering if you took that test, that tilt table test or anything. Nothing like that.
No, okay, well, I don't have the kind of that kind of anxiety.
Just you, sir.
Not that good, though. That's great. Okay, well, I'm going to see my doctor today. I might have to take this stuff. I don't know.
Well, all right. Well, good luck.
But it's
good
working luck, out for you, huh?
Well, yeah, and I don't have that level of anxiety.
I have just written out what I believe is Mike's problem, and I will hand it to him now. This is just my overall view.
Your diagnosis?
Don's, it's his RX colon, you know, like you would see in a prescription bottle, falling apart. I'm falling apart.
Mike is simply falling apart.
That's reasonably accurate, that I'm simply falling apart.
I think it's just a general falling apart right now.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm completely unraveling is what it is. And the medicine is, what it is slowing that inevitable conclusion of just a complete collapse.
Let's go to Mike. Hello there, Mike. Don Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air.
What's up, Paxil Face?
Hi.
I want to say, Mike's voice does sound different. You know, it's actually hard for
well,
me.
Well, now, you, how can you be credible when the first thing you say to me is, what's up, Paxil Face?
You know.
How
you
can
know.
I accept anything you would say as genuine when you start with that negative energy?
Are you losing your temper?
Can I just say something on behalf of Mike? Can I just say
please,
this?
I'd appreciate
if
that.
If you turn on the TV, mm-hmm. all you see are the commercials for this thing. It's not like he's a goddamn leper
no.
and he's taking something like for gonorrhea or for herpes.
Well, that's my other prescription.
Oh, but I mean, no!
Well, I'm down to 2 tablets a day.
Well, good for you.
Because 8 was just...
It's just a hassle.
listen, this Paxil thing, apparently, you go to a doctor, they give them to you like M&Ms now.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people that take this.
A lot of people.
But, you know, back to the voice sounding different, I don't understand what you're saying.
I think you sound a little... It's hard for me to determine who, you know, when Buzz speaks and when you speak, actually. I think you sound a little like Buzz.
Really?
Yes, totally honest.
All right, well, then that would be a compliment, I guess.
Thank you. I'd like to say that beware with the Paxil, because my girlfriend was using it, and when she
I can understand that.
When someone
that was hanging out with you would be medicated.
And she gained a lot of weight when she stopped using it.
Mm-hmm.
When she stopped using it, yes.
Really? Okay. Well,
and she heard that from someone else, too. So you don't want to get any fatter, do you?
You know, this is... this is the safe haven. Come on, please, everybody.
I know. Well, this guy has been a ball buster from the minute he called. That's the only reason that he's calling.
Has to be the...
Beware of the guys that call like this. You know, but they're just kind of sneaky like that.
You know, I want to tell you, I swear to God, I'm not making a joke. I'm going to sound like a fag when I say this, but I was discussing last night when I got home with my wife, Mike's episode on the show yesterday.
Mike's episode.
Well, you know, I mean, it was...
One of Mike's episodes.
No. No, I mean,
the
like,
segment.
You know,
right.
You know, a lot of times the show will revolve around whatever's going on in my life. And
I'm going through some, you know, major personal tragedy, then the spotlight shifts to me.
Yesterday, a lot of it revolved around you, and it was interesting and riveting, and who can't, you know, relate to this on some level. And my wife really did tell Mike, I think he was very brave.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah.
For coming on the air talking about that.
I think
that.
So.
Well, you know,
I do, too. My feeling is really...
I mean, I don't want to give you a friggin' medal or anything.
That's nice of you to say, but I don't look at it that way. I look at it as really... I have never thought... In my private life, talking to friends and stuff, I have never kept this a secret. I don't think it's a good idea. I really believe that, you know, this is part of the deal. And I think that, you know, I do believe in what certain people have said, that there is a stigma, which there still is, behind doing any of this stuff. But I've never considered that to be something that I keep hidden away. I think it's silly to do that. And I don't consider it brave, because I don't think it's a big deal. And, you know, if people do think it's a big deal, then I sound like somebody that's really, like, revealing something bad.
No.
I think that's their hang up, and it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal for me.
I think it's a big
deal. It's not a big deal at all.
Because I think you're falling apart.
Thank you.
Hello, Niles. That's why I was so brave.
I am brave to share my falling apart
Hello.
With everybody. You know, hey, we've been together a long time, 16 years. You've seen me much lower than this.
Oh, yes. I know.
Hello. Yeah, but hey, it's a long year.
Hello, Niles.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
I tried to get through yesterday because I felt terrible that so many people were calling and putting you down and making fun of the sexual dysfunction side effect. I've taken Paxil myself in the past, and the big benefit that I got from it was something that you're experiencing, which is being able to fall asleep at a reasonable hour. But I do notice that since you've been back, you sound more alive, less laid back, a little more alert. There is a tendency...
Why is he changing his dialect now?
I don't know.
This is a schizoid that's calling me right now with a support call.
No, it's the Berber guy!
I knew that. You know, we were all just waiting. We were all in a defensive crouch with this phone call.
You go to Al. Hey, Al. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, dude, don't listen to anyone who's just playing you out, dog. All right, listen, it's perfectly fine to be angry and stuff like that, and I'm actually happy that you're saying something that a lot of people aren't going to say in public, yo. Listen, you're fine. I don't think your voice has changed. You're perfully the normal guy, all right?
Yo, dog, come on, man.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a little filled up here.
I'm clouding up a little bit. That's the first genuine love that I've got. You touched his heart.
You've got a dog. Whatever Sean Connery says in that dumb movie.
Damn it, Jim.
In Finding Forrester.
Yes.
Is that what he says? He says, you've got a dog.
I believe, I think that's it.
You've got a dog.
I didn't see Finding Forrester. What's he referring to?
He's tutoring this...
Urbanite.
This black kid who's a basketball player who is an outstanding writer.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, to win him over... Sean Connery's, you know, system, you know, he's trying to speak these street lingo. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, what is it that Sean Connery says in Finding Forrester?
I don't know exactly.
What is it? Is it you the man now, dog, or is it...
It's you're the man now, dog, or you've got it now, dog.
I think it's you've got it now, dog.
You've got it now, dog.
You've got it now, dog.
That's the Chicago way.
All right,
three cheese. You've got it now, dog.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
You've got it now, dog.
You've got it now, dog.
how much freaking vacation do you get, incidentally?
You know what can make your vacation longer? Maybe if you cry about it some.
What are you doing on your winter break here? Are you going from the kitchen to the den? What are you doing?
He is living the life of me.
Really?
Actually, all he does now is he sleeps in. Mm-hmm. I mean, my son, for whatever reason, the school has, he's gotten an extra week of vacation.
Wow.
He should have been back at school this week, but he's not.
You don't like that, do you?
No. And what he does is he gets up, like this morning, we got him up, made him take care of the dog,
right,
the new dog. Then he went back to sleep,
mm-hmm.
and he lays around in his own stink all day,
right,
until mid-afternoon when he's going to go out and...
Like noon, 1 o'clock, something like that?
Yeah, do something with his girlfriend, and then just come back home and lay in his own stink for the rest of the day.
It's Johnny Carson High.
Do you shower?
Sometimes. Like,
good. Are you planning on showering today?
Yeah, later.
Yeah, because you're going to see your girlfriend, right?
Right.
Ah. Right, all right, I got gotcha.
He has that. He has that just awakened sound again in his voice.
Did you just... Did you go back to sleep again since I left the house?
No, I promise.
Okay, all right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Hey, when do you go back to school? Is it Monday?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, all right.
Monday.
All right, see you after work.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I have work today?
No. See you after my work.
Remember? Remember,
and that's the other thing. He has a job, and he's not working during this time.
Well, that's good, so he's got a real break.
No, Dad, it's because Mom had told me we were going to go up to New York.
Yeah, but we're not going to New York.
I know, but I asked for the time off.
So you got the time off, so you got a free pass. All right, love you, see ya.
So now I can sleep all day.
All right, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I remember that age. I mean, when you're that age, sleep is so much more important.
It is. He normally remembers the stuff from movies like that, and I think he's right. I think it's, you're the dog now. You've got it now, dog.
You've
got it now, dog.
You've got it now.
Mary? Hello, Mary, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, I'm a little nervous. I don't want to sound like an assistant DA on the phone.
That's okay.
I was just calling in support of Mike. I'm a youngster myself, but I'm all about the Prozac. I take it every day.
Well, good for you.
It makes me feel like $1 million.
Well, wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
How old are you?
No, I just want you to hang in there. And all these DAs calling up and making fun of you and putting you down.
That's my job.
Well, no, you should put them down. They shouldn't be saying anything
to
you. I put
them down. I put that guy down that called in before, that other DA that mm-hmm. called in here.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, honey.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Honey, how old are you?
19 years old.
Oh, you're too young to be on the Prozac.
I know. It was time, but you know what? I feel like a totally different person.
Well, God bless you.
It's done wonders. That's God bless wonderful. You, too.
Okay, goodbye. Oh, that poor girl. 19's too young to be on the Prozac, I think.
A different world now.
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. We have to write my diagnosis for her as well.
Okay, Don's writing down another one of his scripts. He's Dr. Geronimo is now writing down another script. Let's see what it says. He's got the RX on it, which I really enjoy. The
there you go. That's
the RX. I'm going to read that to everybody right now.
It's
the RX : vagitosis.
Yeah. Yes.
Vagitosis. But she's happy about it.
Yeah, I got to think that's you're 19. Mm-hmm. That's gonna slow down your genitals.
Yes, it's TLC, the Laser Eye Center. It has an authentic look to it. It really does.
Yeah, someone left a bunch of medical post-it notes in here that I'm using today. I got to think, really, come on. Mike's in his early to mid-40s. Let him take his Paxil. Mm-hmm. You're 19. My God, you gotta be sharp up here. You got to be sharp down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Listen, honey, you got problems. I want to tell you, 19, here's how you handle them. It's called alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, that's old school.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, just drink heavily.
There you go.
Hello there, Rich, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Dylan.
Hey, Rich, hi.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Hey, listen, Mike, I'm right where you are. Early 40s, I'm taking the Paxil. I'm a perfectly normal person. There's nothing you should worry about. And you just hang in there with all of that stuff, all right?
I'm decidedly uncomfortable with these support calls.
Well, no, you're uncomfortable with the hate calls.
No, I'm much more comfortable with the hate calls. I can respond to those. Thank you for your support, but I'm fine. I'm not in need of any of these support calls. I'm doing just fine.
All right.
Mike? I'm doing, yes?
Mike?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes, sir?
Mike?
Yeah.
It'll be okay. Don't worry.
It's going to be all right.
It'll be fine.
So he's turning
10 or 20.
He's turning it around on you now.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
10 or 20, Mike.
10 or 20. How many did you get yesterday?
No,
I didn't get any yesterday. I got a prescription, but I still have some left from the other bottle.
How many milligrams they start you on?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I don't.
1 million.
I just read the thing where it says take one a day.
1 million milligrams.
Yeah, it's about the size of. Of a June bug. No, no.
Get out of here. Question had come up on yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Someone had asked me, called and said, how come your brother Jim,
right,
didn't come down to visit over the Christmas holiday?
And I was curious about that.
Yeah. As I had promised. Let me see if I got time. Rob, we probably got to do a break first, right?
It would be a good idea.
Let me just call him and make sure he's there.
Yeah, because that was a big deal before we left for the break that he was going to come visit you.
Yeah. Well, as it turns out, there's a reason that he's had to postpone his visit. Let me make sure he's at home.
Oh, dear. Well, we don't know anything yet, Buzz.
Hello.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Dude. Hey, listen, I want to make sure you're there. I got to play commercials. I'll be right back. I want to call you.
All right.
Okay. Hey, can I tell you something, Jimmy?
What?
Mike's on Paxil.
What?
Mike O'Mara's on Paxil.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I am, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, I'd like to get your opinion.
I'm not a fan of it.
You're not?
No.
Have you been on it before?
No.
Really? Well, why are you? Have you been close to somebody that's been on it?
Yeah, you know I have.
Well, I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
We talked about this before.
No, Jimmy, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was with a couple of different girls that were on the crap.
Really? Yeah. Oh, on the crap. Didn't like that, huh?
Man, it weirded them out.
Really?
Yeah, and their sexual drive was lower, too.
Okay, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, if you're there, I'll call you back in a second, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, talk to you later, dude. All right, bye-bye.
Sorry, Mike. That's all right.
I didn't know he would even know what Paxil is.
Jeez.
I really didn't know. That.
Boy, oh boy.
Hello,
little pink pill.
Yeah, but beware, it doesn't attack your sexual drive.
Hello, Russell. Russell?
Yes.
Russell the Love Bustle? Hey, you're on the air. Hey, DA, you're on the air.
Hey, Guy?
I can't make it any clearer to you.
Hi, Guy.
Yeah, you were on the air. Let's go to one more call. Let's go to Dan. Hello, Dan. Don and Mike Show. We got a break.
Buddies.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say, Mike is just people.
Just people.
Just people.
Just people. You know, I wonder how it's going to affect my bowling. I was thinking about that.
Oh, you know what? That should be the new... Would you mind if we put Paxil on your bowling shirt?
No, Paxil is fine. My new nickname?
Yeah.
Pax. How about Pax?
Pax.
Yeah, Pax.
Guys, just another thing. Mike, maybe you should give up the Paxil and embrace the dark side. Like Rob Spiewak does, embracing the dark side.
Embrace your dark side, Mike.
That's true.
Embrace it.
Live the hate. Well, you're not on this. I've made it very clear. I'm not on this in any permanent way. That's the way we look at it.
Right. So you're open to for a month.
I'm a month, maybe going off of it, and then really, really plunging into the alcohol.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. Thank you for the call. Well, what can I say?
Just people.
So is that the choice? Is that the new nickname that I will have in the bowling shirt? Pax.
Or how about this? How about Paxman?
Paxman.
Paxman.
Paxman. Okay, very
Paxman.
Good.
Paxman, because I think we can give you...
He's the Paxman!
Paxman. Whoa, he's the Paxman!
I was like Pac-Man, though. Because he got the Paxman fever. And we get the little Pac-Man sound effect whenever we talk about your Pax.
Yeah, Pax.
All right, like, clear them out, 877-365-3636, the national number. D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW 877-692-1027. Caller 100. We'll give you something good, and then we'll check in with my brother right after this.
The Don and Mike Show.
So you know about the therapist? Well, let me tell you something. He does not make any decisions. I make the decisions, okay?
Then he can produce the show.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
Oh, really? Well, he doesn't care about the show.
Il n'aime pas du cannabis. Voilà. Donald Geronimo and Michelle O'Mara.
All right, time for a call number 100. And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Where am I going to? Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Just people.
Pardon me?
I am the winner. I am color 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
I'm from Saugerties, just traveling through Westchester.
Mike, you want the 6 feet under prize pack. 6 feet under, last season's encore airs. Last season, an encore. You know, this doesn't make any sense.
What's it say?
6 feet under, past season encore airs every Wednesday at 10. Is that right?
This is a repeat of last season. Right. They're going to start it from the beginning. I think they start that Sunday night, right?
Yes, they do.
Cut right here. Just put
they're going to start Sex in the City Sunday night.
That's right.
New episodes.
New episodes of Sex in the City.
6 feet under. Under rerun every Wednesday at 10 on HBO, but you've won the 6 feet under prize pack. Go to HBO, AOL, keyword HBO, get AOL 7.0 today. Batteries not included. Thank you. Hold on a second, please. Appreciate the fact that you're listening. Listen, I wanted to say before we call my brother here, coming up soon on the show, we have some new bits we're going to be trying out. One of them is called Porno Football.
Yeah, you've been talking about that for a while.
We'll tell you about that. Also, we're going to have something, we're going to try something. Very ambitious, this one is. Legs Across America. Mm-hmm. And we are going to, in fact, find our official 2002 Mullet Man.
All right, very good.
On the Don and Mike show. Cool. So that's excellent. Just some stuff coming up. And Rob and I are working right now on something that we might actually start today.
Good.
D&M's BMs.
Okay.
This is Don and Mike's best moments.
All right.
Of 2001.
Very good.
Don and Mike show, D&M, BM.
D&M's BM.
BMs.
Right.
And what we have, we actually have awards that look like turds.
Okay.
And we have the category, one of the categories is, it's something like best guest.
I think most colorful character, I believe, that we visited in the past 12 months, and also mm-hmm. most disgusting moment.
Uh-huh. The most disgusting. Oh,
I mean,
I
can
give you some nominees for that.
It has been a wonderful trip down memory lane.
Right, I'm sure. I'm sure it has.
And we're looking at categories like best fight.
Yeah. Best fight that we've had. Yeah.
Best fight on the show. And this is the one that we've had the toughest time with, coming up with. I mean, there are plenty of candidates, but dumbest caller.
Oh!
Oh,
yeah. How the hell do you do that?
Dumbest caller.
But, I mean, it'll be an incredible triumph for whichever individual is chosen.
I look forward to the acceptance speech.
anyway, D&M's BMs.
And we're actually putting out some BMs for the award.
Oh, no, we've had little statuettes made.
Little bronze BMs.
Have BMs on them.
Very
nice. And we're going to try to get the people who win the award to actually come on the show and
well,
accept the award.
Well, I think that's, it's about time we get on the bandwagon with the award shows.
Yeah, well, it's just something that we're going to come to every once in a while, maybe do a segment here, a segment there.
Very exciting.
Where we can, pull out the... I think probably we'll start with the... now, I want to call it the wackiest... You want to call it what? The
most colorful character.
Most colorful character.
And this would be a guest.
That we've had on the show in the last year.
A formal guest, or could it be a caller as well?
No. This was a category of all pseudo-celebrity guests.
Celebrity guest, most colorful character.
Most colorful. Because we were going through the tapes, we got some wacky moments. But that's something we will get to momentarily. Also, I've been given a website here... don't go there right now, Buzz.
Okay.
Because everybody will go and load it up. I want to call my brother.
Right.
But apparently it is a website to tell you if you should be on Paxil.
Fantastic.
We can all go and take the test together.
Wonderful. So we'll find out if I'm not the only one.
We'll find out if we should be on Paxil. And we did.
Hi, everybody.
We did find Pac-Man fever. Or in your case, Mike, Pax-Man fever.
How about Paxil fever? Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. How are you? Yeah, there you go.
This is the sound of radios across America being turned off right now. All right, let me call my brother.
Well, a little pink pill gonna make me feel good, too. Maybe there's a song in the works. Paxil fever.
Paxil fever.
Rob and I will get to the studio and put that together.
Paxil fever.
dial this right? Hello.
What am I doing here? Hold on a sec. I can't dial while I'm playing music at the same time.
And we checked with your brother. He is home.
Yeah, he's home.
And he's on the phone.
DA, didn't I just tell him?
DA.
I don't usually
say that with a great deal of passion about your brother, but what the hell is he doing?
I just said, we'll call you back right after the commercials, right?
Go, Pack, go!
All right, you know, I'm going to do the emergency break-in, I believe.
You want to try the number one more time?
Okay.
Just in case.
No, I didn't miss dial.
I know you didn't.
Well, he's off the phone.
Good.
Well, maybe I did miss dial.
Hello?
Hey, were you just on the phone?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm the DA.
Okay,
all
right. You notice when you said I didn't miss dial, I said, I know you didn't.
Yeah, okay. I gave myself the DA right now. Okay, so, listen, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Here he is, everybody, now. My brother, who lives in the heartland of America, America's Dairyland, Wisconsin. In a nutshell, here's why Jimmy didn't make it out for the holidays.
Why is that?
Well, the job situation where my brother had been living, which is incidentally the armpit of Wisconsin, Beloit, Wisconsin.
Right.
The Beloit Janesville Metroplex, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, don't you agree the most depressed area in the country? Beloit, Wisconsin, Janesville, Wisconsin?
Yeah, one of them.
There's two. I mean, not only, financially depressed.
How does it compare to Flint, Michigan?
Well, Jimmy, you've been to Flint. Which is
a lot better area.
Flint's a lot better.
A lot better.
Wow. Than Beloit, Wisconsin.
Oh, dear.
So, my brother took his time over the holidays, rather than coming to visit. He's going to come out to visit sometime in the near future. He decided to pack up and move to an area where the opportunities were as far as the eye can see.
Right.
And he's decided to make the move to, turn the music off, please, decided to restart his life. In Milwaukee.
Wow.
Wow, a big city.
Because
home of the Brewers.
Because, you know, I mean, in Wisconsin, if you want to be happening, you got to go to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, home of bratwurst and beer.
It's the nerve center. So,
Yeah, I'm just south of Milwaukee, you know, so I got Chicago and Milwaukee to look around and stuff.
Right. You got a little cold, Jimmy?
Yeah, I had it for a while.
Can't tell you how happy I was when he called me and said, hey, listen, I've decided, you know, this whole Beloit thing, this is not working out for me. I gotta get the hell out. I said, great.
Gotta go where the action is, where the food is.
Where are you going? He said, Milwaukee.
Move to where the food is, right. Buzz.
Milwaukee.
Milltown.
Milfreakin'-walkie.
How you digging it there?
Oh, it's not bad. A lot busier than Beloit.
Yeah, now what makes Milwaukee and the greater Milwaukee area better than Beloit?
Just a lot more opportunities, bigger population and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more stuff to do.
Doesn't sound well. Are you still smoking?
Yeah.
Well, what's the...
Smoking what?
Come on. Come on now. Are you not high now, are you?
No.
No. What are you smoking, though?
Cigarettes.
What's the brand?
Reds?
Marlboro or Dorel.
Yeah.
Marlboro or Dorel.
Reds.
Yeah.
Marlboro Reds.
Are they Marlboro Reds?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's smoker terminology down.
God, sorry, Mike. Don't know.
Give me a couple of those Reds.
right, Jimmy?
Yep.
There you go.
Don't know that.
So you ask for regular high-octane Marlboro.
Hey, Mike, tell me about this Paxil stuff. Why are you taking Paxil?
Because my life's falling apart.
Oh.
Is that a straight enough answer for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
How's the caddy running?
The damn thing just blew the train went yesterday.
Oh. You're kidding me.
No.
I was
on my way over here with my last load from the house in Beloit, and Tranny took a dump.
Because I'm going through this thing with my brother. He's going to be moving over the holidays, and I was going saying, you know, what do you want for Christmas? Because I don't know what to get him for Christmas. And finally, I'm going down a list of all the things, like, you know, a DVD, PlayStation 2, Xbox, clothes. You know what he says, my car has been in the shop for like a month, and I can't afford to get my car out of the shop.
Right.
I can't pay it because the bill is astronomical to have this car for.
Right, right.
So
it's a caddy?
Yeah. Yep.
So I said, well, listen, let me help you out. Let this be the Christmas gift.
Perfect.
So I get the money to the guy, and this is like 2 weeks ago, and already the car is busted again?
Yeah. I was on the highway yesterday, and all of a sudden it started smoking, so I pulled over, and tranny fluid is just pouring out of it.
What year caddy is it?
85. Yeah.
Oh, and the guy was supposedly fixed everything?
Yeah, he just rebuilt the transmission.
Oh, so you got recourse then. I mean, if he discharged you, I mean, he's got to fix that.
Yeah, he's a decent guy, you know, but it's probably just the front seal, you know, that let go or something, or it didn't get in there right or something like
that. But you had that fixed back in Beloit, right?
Yeah.
And now you're in Milwaukee, so how are you going to get the car back?
We had it towed yesterday down to Beloit and with a friend of mine's auto card, so... Tom's got the car down there at the shop now. I'm going to call him later today and find out if he's got it in. So.
And then you don't have to pay any extra? They'll probably fix it.
I better not have to.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I've had the car 2.5 weeks since he rebuilt the trans.
All right, gotcha. So. Well, listen, and Milwaukee, I'm fascinated by this. Because for my brother, this was a gigantic move. This one, because he's lived in the Beloit area.
Right.
For I don't know how long, for like...
For the last 20 years.
Well, think...
20 years.
Jimmy, think of the social opportunities you'll have.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, you know...
There's women galore up here.
Yeah. For 20 years, he's been living in the armpit of Wisconsin, and to me, it's like... Listen, no offense to anybody who's listening to us in Wisconsin now. I spent a lot of time growing up in Wisconsin, as a matter of fact, but I'm telling you... You move from Beloit to Milwaukee, it's like you're moving from the armpit to the belly button.
Is there lint in the belly button?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
I'm saying that pretty much...
I understand, Dave.
You live in the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
God bless you. You're a hearty people. You're good people.
Hey, that's where the cheese comes from.
But
America's cheese comes from Wisconsin.
Right. But I don't know.
Like between the toes.
I don't know. It's... If the state of Wisconsin was a body part, it's not one of the best body parts.
Would it be the taint?
Yeah, no. No, it's
would
not
it be the what?
The taint.
The taint.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what a taint is, Jimmy?
Oh, no, I haven't heard
that. Jimmy,
you've
never heard the... I love it when we enlighten your brother. There's nothing that makes me happier.
The taint is the area between your D and B.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, but that's a very nice area, though.
No, it isn't.
No.
No, I'm sorry. It is not
sexually,
a nice
sexually.
Well, sexually, there's pleasure derived.
Sexually, the taint is...
Right.
In many cases, your G-spot area.
Well, yeah, that is true. But I'm just talking about to observe it.
Isn't
if you were driving by and looking at
see that.
It's a man's taint.
Sort of like the meatpacking district in New York. It's very close to a good area, but you take one wrong turn.
That's right.
You're in trouble.
Absolutely.
Generally
speaking, of the 48 contiguous states and the two that are away from us, I would say that Hawaii would be the penis of America.
Now, why? Now, this is interesting. I mean, you're doing this on the fly,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, of course I am.
I'm trying to think. You've given this very little thought. Why would Hawaii be the penis? Because it's hot?
No, because the penis is the best body part.
You think Hawaii's the best part?
I'd say probably...
But, I mean, if you really wanted to go from...
Either Southern California
if you wanted to look at the map of the United States... Like a body part, Florida would be the penis.
No, but I'm talking about, but when I was talking about Wisconsin saying that, you know, Beloit is the armpit and Milwaukee is the navel.
You're talking about just quality.
Yeah, quality of life.
Right.
And I'm saying, and I think that as far as the vagina of America goes, you'd have to have either Southern California or South Florida.
Yeah, that's true. And then New York would probably be the brain.
New York might be the breasts.
The breasts?
The breasts. Mm. Might be the breasts.
It's...
I think the vagina would be California and the breast would be Florida.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
See, that's why things are working
and
out.
And the noggin would be the East Coast.
Yeah, so
your brain,
your
thinking center.
Your whole mid-Atlantic region.
And then when you get into the Midwest, you know, in that Wisconsin, you're getting into the organs.
The belly.
Like the belly.
Yeah. The belly.
The bread basket. Right, the bread basket.
But what we've got to decide is, where's the butt of America? Where's the buttocks of America?
Man, that's tough.
What state?
Rob is raising his hand. He has a theory.
Rob.
Right there.
no, no. You say it. I'm not saying it.
Hello, Sacramento.
Rob. For some reason, I don't know what Rob's problem is with Sacramento.
Rob and I share that a little bit.
Listen, you guys, F both of you guys, I'm telling you, Sacramento is not the butthole of America.
And Sacramento feeds the world, too, with all
right
there's Sacramento.
Hello.
I love Sacramento. I want to be the one on the show to say, I love Sacramento. Stop dissing Sacramento.
So you're saying the Duke. We're still trying to figure out where the Duke would be.
I think the Duke would probably be one of your, your Dakotas.
No, it's
Arkansas
pristine up there.
Mississippi.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Buzz. Yeah, maybe Arkansas, Louisiana.
Right.
Baltimore.
Not Louisiana. Can make an argument for Jersey.
Jersey
gets picked on a lot. Cleveland.
Yeah, hey, Cleveland
would be the butt.
Cleveland might be the brown hole of America.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Browns.
Yeah, Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland. All right, you got to include Baltimore, Jersey, and New York in that thinking.
Okay,
area.
Hold on. I went
in the head.
Oh no. Yeah, okay, but then if you're going to put Baltimore and Jersey,
New York City probably be the brain.
But if you're going to put Baltimore and Jersey in the head area, they'd have to be in the soft side of the brain.
Where would the heart be?
The heart.
What would be the heart of America?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. Sorry.
Good choice.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that way.
Now, why are you saying sorry? Why are you saying that?
Well, because I don't know, because I'm prejudiced, because I love Chicago.
I think New England would be the hair, the pretty hair.
I had not even given thought to the hair of America.
The hair. The hair of America.
The hair.
It's just pretty. It doesn't, you know, serve a lot of purpose.
All the hair? Do you mean just the hair on the head?
The hair on the head, yeah. The pubes. Where would the pubes be?
the pubes of America?
Right.
Philadelphia.
The pubes. The pubes. Where would the nipples be?
Ah, no, that's a good question.
The nipples of America. Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Yeah, no, because nipples are good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nipples are a good area.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give this some thought for a second. What's a really kick-ass state? Maybe one of those beautiful, like, Pacific Northwest states.
Maybe like Washington or Oregon?
Washington or Oregon could be a nipple.
The nipple? Yeah, Washington could be a nipple and Oregon could be a nipple.
Or you could have, one nipple on the left side and one nipple on the right side.
What's the coldest body part? Because you got to work Alaska in there. What would be the coldest body part?
The nose.
The nose?
No, yeah, he's right, the nose. Yeah, Alaska's your nose.
The nose.
Alaska's your nose.
So we got the... I'm losing track already. But we have agreed that Cleveland, Ohio would be the Duke.
The a-hole.
And then the nipples are Washington and Oregon.
And what about the feet of America?
Texas.
1 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And the other foot then would be...
Arizona.
Okay, I'll go with that. Sure.
Arizona. Yeah, the feet. Dusty feet.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jimmy, hold on a second, okay?
All right.
Oh, never mind. I can conference this together.
Jimmy's in a trance right now listening to our theory.
Hold on. Hey, hey, Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Don and Mike. Welcome back.
Hey, thank
Buzz.
You.
Hey. Happy New Year.
Thanks.
I don't know if it's clarifying it or not. I mean, from what Joe was saying, everybody's got one, but the taint is between the P and the A. So is it taint P and it taint A?
All right, I got you. He's just trying to make a joke. But it's between the D and B.
It's between your beanbag and your Duke.
Yeah, but he was making a joke saying between your P and your A.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, he's trying to be funny.
He's trying to be humorous.
Hello, hey, Jimmy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, Donna, Mike, and Jimmy, hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I got two of them. If you said the nipples were one on the right, one on the left, what about Maine? And the Duke is definitely Huntsville, Alabama.
All right. You know, everybody.
So the nipples would be Maine and Oregon.
Sure.
Yep. Well, they both got a Portland in them.
Yeah. Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike and Jimmy.
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
And I feel really depressed because I was born in Beloit.
Oh, honey, I feel bad for you.
I haven't been there since I was 2 years old, though.
Well, I feel bad for you.
Should be fine.
Right, at least your parents scaled the wall and got you out.
My mom's from Chicago, your favorite city.
Hey, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy, what would be the biggest change that you've seen over the years in Beloit?
Oh, Jesus. There hasn't been any change.
Exactly.
Try the new Walmart Supercenter.
There it is.
The new Walmart
Supercenter. That's when you know you live in a pit.
Actually, a guy that I work with is from Beloit, and he said that you have to go to Janesville to get to go to the restaurant or something. Because there's nothing going on.
Everybody from Malloy goes to Janesville. It's a little bit bigger town.
What's the biggest restaurant in Janesville?
Probably Applebee's.
Yeah, I think he said Applebee's. Bye, guys. I got to go.
Okay, bye. See you later. I think I would disagree. I would have to say, I'm thinking about this now. I think the brains of America has to be D.C.
Well, because it's the government center.
The brains of America.
Okay.
You know, not certainly not based on the people who call this show from this city.
Well, then the heart would be New York.
No, the heart's Chicago.
No,
the heart
no,
is
New
Chicago.
York. New York.
No, Chicago.
No,
Chicago's
on.
Part of America. Heartland.
Yeah, the heart of America is New York.
What if you're
could New
Washington
York,
is?
Could New York be the balls? Figuratively?
The balls of America?
Yeah, they're ballsy people. Yeah, great people.
That's a good solution.
Okay.
All right, so Chicago remains the heart, Washington the brains, and the balls of America are New York City. Absolutely.
Hawaii
absolutely.
Is,
excellent
like
job. Rob Spiewak, I'm giving you a round of applause.
Hawaii is the penis.
Mm-hmm.
The vagina is...
California. Southern California.
Southern California.
Northern California. No.
Stop it.
We're not doing that. We're not doing
stop.
That anymore.
Stop it.
That's
stop.
Kind of like the breadbasket also because they grow the tomatoes up there and the asparagus
say,
and great
for those
asparagus.
Of you right now who are being dissed by Mike and Rob in Northern California...
I am not dissing.
I want to tell you...
Rob did all the dissing.
You're part of the vagina, okay? Yeah. Northern California is the man in the boat. Okay?
Hey, that's quite a compliment.
You've made Northern California the man in the boat.
Yes, mm-hmm. You're a very important part of the vagina of America.
Right.
Yeah. I'm standing up for you now.
Yeah. Northern California.
Yeah, don't
Chico, Folsom,
that's right.
Sacramento.
All of that. That's the man in the boat of America.
Absolutely. Right. Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Very
so,
good.
So, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree with any of these statements we've made?
Oh, I agree.
Very
right.
good.
Again, the best thing about living in Milwaukee as opposed to Beloit is...
What's that now?
The best thing about living in Milwaukee, the reason you moved to Milwaukee is...
Oh, just better opportunities.
Better opportunities. Right.
Very good. And you going to be going to some Brewers games?
It's a good possibility.
Oh, come
good.
On. Listen, please. My brother, he is...
I'm a motorsports fan.
My brother is a bigger fag than Buzz when it comes to sports. I'm on the phone with my brother a couple of weeks ago. I know what it was. It was the Bears-Packers game. And I'm calling him up. I said, are you watching this? And he's like, I didn't even know that the Bears and the Packers are playing today.
Which is closer, Milwaukee or Beloit to the Packers?
Milwaukee is. It's like a sister city. Jimmy?
Yeah.
I love giving you a current events quiz.
Oh, geez.
Oh, come on now. You're going to have an easy time with this.
All right. I haven't been paying attention last week or so.
Okay. Well, here you go. Tell me right now, my brother, my real-life brother, Jim, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Jim?
Yeah.
What is the current number one movie in America?
Harry Potter.
No. Guess again.
Don't...
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. That's right.
Lord of
I just
the Rings.
Saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell me? Oh, no, you'll never get this one. Who is the girl with the Kennedy mouth who just left CNN to join the arch rival Fox News Channel?
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea. That would be Greta Van Susteren.
Okay.
Can you tell me either one of the teams who are playing tonight in the Rose Bowl for the national championship of college football?
Nebraska.
Excellent. Good job. That counts. You only need to
right.
name one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any chance you know the other one?
No.
It's Miami.
Okay.
Can I ask him a tough one?
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, this is a tough one. Over in Afghanistan, they're hunting for Osama bin Laden. Everybody knows that. But there's a number two guy that they're looking for, too. What is his name?
I have no clue.
No clue.
Mullah Omar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a very hard one.
Yes, it was tough. It was tough.
The current episode of Survivor, the current edition of Survivor.
Yep, haven't seen it.
Where is it based? Where in the world is it based?
Africa.
Hey, that's good, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he's coming on strong now. And let me see. Finally, Kirk Douglas is on the front page of the newspaper today. He is 85 years old. He's had a, it says, a stroke of luck.
Yes.
Oh. God, I pray I never get a stroke of luck like. A stroke of.
You just did.
Stroke of luck like that.
I'm Spartacus.
Can you name his famous son?
Michael Douglas.
Hey, didn't even hesitate. Fantastic. How about the woman that Michael Douglas is married to?
I don't know her name.
Describe her. She's a POA, though.
Beautiful. Quite a bit younger, too, right?
Excellent.
Dark hair.
Dark hair, he's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine.
Etta Jones.
Yay!
Beautiful.
Way to go, Jimmy.
Winner.
That's good.
He's the winner. All right, well, it's always good checking in with you to find out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I'll stay in touch with you. I'll maybe give you a call next week or something.
All right, and look forward to having you out here.
Yeah, call me this weekend. Let me know what your schedule is next week.
All right, you got it. I'll talk to you then. Love you.
Love you, too.
Oh, well, listen, any parting words of wisdom, Jim?
Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Good advice. Excellent
job.
Yeah.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Bye-bye. A
little under the weather today.
Yeah. You know what's nice? Is you are a true Cadillac family. You both drive them.
That's right. We do. Yeah.
And I know you love the Cadillac.
I do indeed, someday.
GM product.
Yes.
Hello, Dan, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
By your logic, would New Jersey then be the cancerous tumor of America?
No, not at all. You mean we don't want to cut that out.
New York is the balls. It could be. Hello, Peter, Don and Mike's show. Hello. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Listen, wouldn't the a-hole be San Francisco?
Too easy.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever go see The Producers?
I never got a chance, sir.
Let me tell you.
Unfortunately, I was scheduled to go see The Producers the Wednesday following the tragedy.
September 12th is when I bought you those tickets.
Yeah.
If you go and see that, you won't need no pills. Believe me, it's the funniest thing I ever saw.
That's great.
You will enjoy yourself.
I'm going to try to go see it again.
All right,
boy. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Kenny. Hey, Kenny, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Guys, Happy New Year.
How you doing, Kenny?
All right, listen. If New York City are the cojones of the world or of the United States, then the brown balloon has got to be Harlem.
Oh, stop.
Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe. Hello, Joe.
I don't know.
The brown balloon. Hello, hey, Joe. Hi, Joe.
That'd be the beanbag.
I'm from New York, but I was just wondering, I love Vegas. What's Vegas?
Vegas.
Oh, now listen, Vegas has to be...
Vegas.
You know what? I got it. Listen to me now.
I figured that would be the nipples, because there's enough of them to go around over there.
No. You know what Vegas is? Vegas is your vaginal piercings.
Nice.
Vegas is your nipple piercings.
Wow.
Oh, the jewels. So yes. Vegas is your body jewelry.
Yes, yes.
Your glitzy body jewelry.
But you're right, because Vegas is a beautiful, important part of America.
Vegas is your earrings, your rings, your piercings. Your,
yes.
Yeah, all right, very good. Your glitter.
Yeah.
Your glitterati.
Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Johnny. Johnny, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What about Florida, guys?
I think we've already said that Florida is...
Florida's the breasts.
One of the breasts. One of the breasts of America.
Okay. What's up, Paxel Face?
Real reason. It does not bother me. You know, I'm thinking if you're going to include body piercings, then some state has to be the tattoo. What is the tattoo?
How about Alabama?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, New York should be the backbone.
The back door.
Yeah, because of the financial area.
No, we've already decided. New York is the balls of America.
Balls.
Yeah, okay.
Be proud.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, how's the Paxel doing?
Doing great. Absolutely wonderful.
Fantastic. I'm glad to see you doing all right, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. How about for all those trailer parks in the Midwest, how about there be the armpit?
Yeah, we didn't have an armpit, did we?
No, you didn't have an armpit.
Oh, you know what? Buzz?
Went, yes.
The armpit. Have an armpit.
No, oh, see, wait. I disagree.
I disagree.
Wichita?
No.
The hairy-ass armpit.
No.
You're thinking that Wichita's the armpit.
No, say it's the heartland. It's the breadbasket.
It's the breadbasket.
That's where all the wheat comes from.
Now, you know what? We're going to
have to... have a breadbasket in the trailer park.
We're going to have to put that up to a vote of Wichita's, because I have a nomination as well.
Because when we were in Wichita, it was hot, it was humid.
Yeah, it was very, very unbelievably. It was really unbelievably.
Not now.
It was the hottest, humidest conditions I've ever seen.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Hi.
Good, man.
I have to nominate Baltimore as the armpit of America.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Baltimore is the bear claw of America.
I don't know. Rob, what do you think?
Man, that's tough. That is tough because they both
so
could be
to be in such the
animal. Oh, wait.
that it's got to be, you know, it's got to be the bear claw. It's got to be close.
Worthwhile for the wait.
The bear claw?
I don't get that. There's no, it's a body. There's no bear claw on this, D.A.
Yeah, the bear claw is your ass hair.
Well, you think Baltimore is the ass hair of America?
Yes, the bear claw.
All right, you know what? I will then give Mike Wichita being
right.
The armpit.
Yeah.
Baltimore can be the ass hair.
Unless you have two armpits, because you have two armpits.
Oklahoma.
Steers and queers, yeah, definitely armpit.
Home of Oral Roberts University.
All right, well, then Baltimore is the ass hair. And Wichita,
no,
sorry about that.
No, breadbasket, hard-working.
Not my call, Buzz.
They put food on your table.
Buzz, not my call. I've been outvoted on this
I
one.
I understand, but I disagree. They work hard.
About,
they got
how
big
about we take
thing.
Houston, since Texas defeat? How about Texas be the toe cheese?
No, they're the feet.
The feet. We've already done it now. Stop.
I took Houston.
Go away.
All right. Listen, we've covered the body of America. Okay?
We've done it.
Heartbeat of America.
We've done it. We've made it for you.
Alabama was the tattoo, right?
Yes, Alabama absolutely is the tattoo.
Very good.
Hello, one last call. Kim, hi, Donna Mike Show. Hello, Kim.
How you doing?
Hi, baby.
I was going to say that Las Vegas was the vagina, but since that guy beat me to it, I would have to say Baltimore is the open, festering wound of America.
Whoa! You
know,
such hostility.
I think we've just decided, honey, that Baltimore's the ass hair of America.
All right, but an open, festering wound, that's, you know.
You'll be making lots of friends in Baltimore when this show airs later today.
Boy, so much for any more remotes in that city.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, darn!
Bye. Wow, yeah, I know you're broken up about that.
All right, time out. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. A wop, bop, a loop, bop, a wop, bam, boom. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
That's your national number, 877-365-3636. Usher in D.C. on WJFK. You can call 202-432-1067.
New York.
Oh, man. WNEW.
Oh.
You can call 877-692-1027. There it fixed itself.
We were all grooving on that as you were talking.
Gotta skip it, I guess.
With a lifetime supply of blood in their sack.
Oh, yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, let's go to give away some money later on the show today. Well, let's go back to the engineering room right now to see them fix the... let's see if we can just get a quick glimpse, an audio glimpse of them fixing the CD player. Let's go back right now.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember Joe. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Right.
There they go.
I see there.
Joe and Charlie.
They're trying to fix the CD player right now.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
They just realized which direction the screw goes.
They are back in the back of the engineering room.
The VIs.
Buzz, you're going to help us here now, Mike.
All right.
And I think that this will be good for you and everyone listening to the show.
Okay.
What we've done is gone to Paxil.com.
Uh-huh. Good.
Where they have, as I've been told, a test that you can take
to see if you need it.
To see if you need Paxil.
Well, this will be good. I might find out that I'm taking the wrong medication.
Apparently, it treats three different things: general anxiety disorder, social anxiety, and panic disorder. And they have tests for each of those. I've chosen, I think, wisely, the test for general anxiety.
Yeah, I would fall into that category. That's why. That is what I'm told. Is why I get so tense in traffic.
Buzz, do we have to write down our answers here or anything?
Yeah, it's probably a good idea if you do because
Darn.
The bottom of the page, we're going to have to push a button. That will give us a score.
Okay, very good. Now, are we going to answer these out loud, or are we going to write them down?
I think we answer them out loud.
Yeah, all right. Well, then we don't need to write them down.
Well, no, we do so Buzz can key them in.
Okay.
Right.
But never mind. You know what? I'll write your answers down.
Okay, very good. Okay. Very good.
And I'll write Rob's down as well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're ready. Go ahead.
Question 1A. Do you worry excessively, or are you anxious a lot of the time?
I would say for myself, yes.
Really? Yes, for me.
Rob?
No.
How about you, Buzz?
No, for me. Now, if the answer was yes, we should answer questions 1B and 1C, and if the answer was no, we should skip to question 2.
All right,
so,
well, Mike, you and I get the next question.
We get the next question. Okay, 1B, are these worries present more days than not? These worries that you have, these anxieties?
For me, that would be no.
Okay. Mike?
Yes.
Yes for Mike. For Rob?
No, Rob didn't have to answer.
Okay, right. That's right. That's right. He had no. 1C, how long have these worries and anxiety been present? Your choices are 0 to 2 months, 3 to 5 months, 6 to 12 months, or more than a year.
I mean, I'm kind of obsessive, I guess. More than a year.
Okay.
Yeah, more than a year for
all
me.
Right, for both. And question number 2. Are you often bothered by the following? And you have, it looks like, 6 choices here. Feeling restless, keyed up, or on edge. Feeling tense. Feeling tired, weak, or easily exhausted. Having difficulty concentrating. You know what, these each have yes or no, so I'll just go back and give me a yes or no for each one of them.
All of those are no for me thus far.
You know, I have to say most of them are no for me also.
Okay. Having difficulty concentrating, feeling irritable, and having difficulty sleeping.
You know, the difficulty sleeping is one of the huge ones for this.
Right.
And I do not have difficulty sleeping.
So
but
no.
Feeling irritable?
Yes. So yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. And I got a no on all of those.
Okay.
Feeling irritable?
I'm just going to, because we need to proceed here, I'm going to write in Don's
answer.
Not
like you.
I'm not talking about me. Answer the questions honestly.
There we go.
I've worked with you for 16 years. You feel irritable quite a bit of the time.
Okay, now this is, I believe, the final question.
I do not believe I do. I do believe I'm a...
Oh, you feel, it's the way you feel, I guess. I guess the way we perceive you would be, it would be different. You know, as far as the way you feel, it's all up to you and the way you perceive yourself.
And that's correct, Mike. Mm-hmm. Okay? Okay, Paxman?
Now, thank you. Thank you for your cruelty.
And I believe the final question, number 3, would you say your anxiety or worry interferes with your work, family, or social life? Does this anxiety interfere with your work, your family, or your social life? Your choices are not at all, very little, somewhat, very much, or extremely.
Very little.
Very much.
Okay, now, Mike, you've already actually taken this test elsewhere, so I've submitted Don's answers.
I really haven't, though. I never took a test.
Oh, okay. Well, I can only put in one person's answer since your answers vary.
I understand.
So I'm now going to click on Submit Your Answers. Thank you for honestly answering the questions.
You're welcome.
And all they've done is show us the answers.
What's he going to say?
Okay.
Take Paxil immediately.
Oh, your answers are inconclusive, Don. According to the Paxil website, your answers are inconclusive. And that's because you said yes in the beginning to anxiety and the length of time, but no to many of the other questions on the test.
Listen, I'm anxious. I get keyed up like I think most people do, right?
Right, right. Well, and a certain amount of that is normal.
There's no need to get defensive, Don.
I'm not, Mike. Perhaps I seem a bit emotional to you because I'm currently not under any antidepressants. Whatever feelings I have just kind of come out.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's not deadening my my real feelings, as you can probably tell.
Paxil.com recommends, Don, that you print out your results and show them to your doctor.
Okay.
So you can evaluate them further.
All right. I recommend Paxil.com. Kiss my ass.
Now, there's no stigma behind taking
this. No, of course not.
There's none whatsoever. You're reacting like it's a bad thing, you see.
There's no stigma.
Like there's something wrong with you if you take this stuff.
Here's my feeling on it.
You know, you sit there and you get, honestly, you know, you give that all that bravery crap, and then you come on you act like there's a big, you know, like it's some kind of cancer.
No. Listen, this is what I really mean. You were brave to come on yesterday and talk about that.
Yeah.
That I mean.
Yeah.
I think.
Thanks.
I think that. What was the question again? I think that there's nothing wrong with taking Paxil.
Right.
As long as you're taking it and I'm not.
Ah. There you go. Okay.
That's
there's nothing wrong with taking anything. You know, if it gets you the results you want, fine. They've made vast strides in these areas.
All right, let's take another test, Buzz.
All right. You want to take the one for panic or social anxiety?
Well, neither. Well, you know what?
I mean, if we're talking about social anxiety, is like you don't like going to, you know, be in crowded rooms or anything like that, you know, and being around people.
I would be.
You want to? I mean,
you're just trying to nail me on.
I am not. But you know what? You don't have social. You say you don't like people. You don't have social anxiety.
You do
fine. I know you don't. I'll take the test.
All right, social anxiety coming up.
You want me to answer this with you here?
Yeah.
Because you know, I mean, when it comes to social anxiety, I have the opposite.
You're right.
I'm too calm in a crowd.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Yes.
I am afraid of people in authority. Now, in each case, all your choices are the same on all these questions. Your choices are not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, or extremely. Those are your choices.
Not
just,
at all.
Okay, you're not afraid of people in authority.
No.
Zero. Okay.
No, I am not either.
All right. Number two, I am bothered by blushing in front of people. I'm bothered by blushing in front of other people.
No.
Okay.
No.
Number three, parties and social events scare me.
Well, now, scare is a very...
That's the word they used.
Well, that's why you get the degrees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That I say, no.
Not at all, a little bit, not at all.
Oh, the degrees. Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Not at all.
Well, all right. I can only put in one set of answers. I avoid talking to people I don't know. Number four, I avoid talking to people I don't know. Not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
Very much.
Very much.
Not at all.
Shut up.
Number five, being criticized scares me a lot. Choices are not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat.
All right. Number six, fear of embarrassment causes me to avoid doing things or speaking to people.
Not at all.
Not at all. You can't do what we do.
No, you can't.
Not at all.
Can't be done.
Number seven, sweating in front of people causes me distress.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jesus
not
Christ.
Not at all, a little bit, somewhat. Yeah, very,
anybody knows me.
Not at all?
No.
Somewhat, very little.
Number eight, I avoid going to parties. Not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Not at all.
A little bit.
Number nine, I avoid activities in which I am the center of attention. I avoid activities in which I am the center of attention. Not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
I'd say very much.
Not at all.
I don't like that.
Next question, number 10. Talking to strangers scares me. Same choices.
A little bit.
A little bit?
Not at all.
Number 11, I avoid having to give speeches.
Oh, no.
No, that doesn't. Number 12, I would do anything to avoid being criticized. I would do anything to avoid being criticized.
What are my choices?
Not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Number 13, heart palpitations bother me when I am around people.
No.
Not at all.
No.
And number 14, I am afraid of doing things when people might be watching.
A little bit.
Okay, a little bit. Number 15, being embarrassed or looking foolish are among my worst fears.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Number 16, I avoid speaking to anyone in authority.
Well, I've got to say that's true because I am currently avoiding speaking to Ken Stephens.
Yeah, but generally speaking, that's a specific.
You gravitate towards that in normal circumstances. You speak to people in authority.
Yeah, I say so.
Yeah,
hold on.
I'd say not at all.
Someone wants to bust my balls about this test already? Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I have to bust your balls a little bit. The other day, I don't know if it was yesterday, a couple days ago, some guy called, and he was giving you a bunch of crap about something, and you had mentioned that you did not care what anybody thought about you or what anybody said about you. You didn't care. They could say whatever they wanted. But you just said that criticism bothers you a little bit, right?
Of course,
for sure, everybody.
It bothers everybody a little bit. Honey, if some douchebag calls the show and wants to argue with me, I'm going to say, I don't give a rat's ass what you think.
That's in the argument. I mean, everybody's going to talk like that in an argument.
You know, but in the big scheme of things, I don't think I'm any different from anybody else. But, you know, sometimes people criticize me and I bleed.
That's right.
Well, that's cool.
I'm simply flesh and bone.
There you go.
All right.
Just a minute.
Well, I love you guys. I'm glad you have a
Your call has terribly upset me.
You ought to apologize.
Sure it has.
Could you apologize to Donnie? He's very upset.
Absolutely not, because he wouldn't apologize to me if he upset me. So I'm not going to apologize to him.
This call is making me blush and sweat.
All right. Goodbye, bitch.
Thanks. Bye.
That's how you handle it.
Bye-bye.
Number 17, as we approach the end, trembling or shaking in front of others is distressing to me. Not at all, a little bit, somewhat, very much, extremely.
But no, wait,
it's a loaded question. Trembling or shaking in front of others is distressing to me. It's a stupid question. But
I don't tremble or shake in front of people.
There you go. They'll just say not at all, then.
I'll say not at all.
All right.
And Mike is trembling and shaking right now.
Now, do you consider your fear and anxiety excessive or unreasonable?
No.
In social situations? No. Do you find that your fear...
I dropped out of this test now.
Do you find that your fear and anxiety interfere with your work or social life? In social situations?
No.
All right. Very good. I think we can submit your answers now. I'll click on that. And we're waiting for judgment from Paxil.com. Your score, 13 out of a possible 68. Not typical of a person suffering from social anxiety disorder. You are good to go, my friend.
Ha. You're fine.
Yeah. You're
well,
fine.
Well, didn't we know that already?
Yeah. But fun to take the test anyway.
Didn't we know that already? What's the third one?
The third test? Oh, that was about panic.
Well, let Mike take that one, because I monopolized the last one.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, I know that... yeah, go ahead, I'll take it.
All right, just a second. It's going to take a second to bring it up.
I don't have panic attacks.
Buzz, do you have panic attacks?
No, I don't think that I do.
Rob?
No.
No?
No.
Well, take it anyway, Mike.
All right, I'll take it anyway.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Have you on more than one occasion had spells or attacks when you suddenly felt anxious, frightened, uncomfortable, or uneasy in a situation where most people would not feel that way?
Now, does flying count?
I guess that
would
be
most people. Most people are not
freaked out, so I guess, I mean, that would be yes.
Have you? Yes, all right. Number two, do the spells peak within 10 minutes? Do you usually get over it quickly?
Yes.
Okay. Question number three. At any time in the past, did any of those spells or attacks come on unexpectedly or spontaneously or occur unpredictably without provocation?
Always. No. Yeah, no.
Absolutely not.
Excuse me.
Another call about me. Hello. Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
How could you say you don't like being the center of attention? You do a show every day where you're the center of attention.
Okay, now listen. See, partially I took this call.
This is where the complexity lies.
Yes. This call partially is a goof, right?
Right.
Because what I'm doing is I'm breaking it on your segment.
Mm-hmm.
To tell a guy that I don't want to be the center of attention.
Sure, exactly.
Which is why I'm taking this call. But no, I'm talking about...
Oh, about me.
I'm talking about in real life, sir.
Oh, okay.
If you were to go somewhere with me in real life, I always... I'm very much in the back of the room.
Right.
I'm never one of these guys. When we go, like, to a client meeting or something,
mm-hmm.
Mike, in this way, this is why we work so well together. Mike will walk out, put his hand out, and say to the guy, you know, hi, hey, you're the guy from makesyourpenisgrowbigger.com.
Man, that's an ugly shirt. You know, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Gregarious.
And I would rather just hide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how could you just turn it on and off like that?
I am a professional, sir.
And a complex man.
Mm-hmm. All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, are we done with you?
With me?
I'm taking my test
here. I'm sorry, Mike.
All right,
now, we've come to a point in the test where they want to list for you what some of the symptoms are before you can continue the test.
Okay.
Racing, pounding heart, or skipping heart.
No.
Sweating, trembling and shaking.
Wait a minute, skipping heart. I've had that before. I've had the little palpitations before.
You have?
Trembling and shaking, shortness of breath.
No, occasionally.
Feeling of choking or smothering.
No.
Chest pressure, pain or discomfort.
No.
Well,
maybe sometimes.
Nausea or upset stomach.
No.
Dizziness, unsteadiness, lightheadedness or faintness.
Yes.
Numbness or tingling sensations.
No.
Chills or hot flashes.
No.
Feelings of being detached from oneself or feelings of unreality.
Yes.
Fear of the worst happening, losing control or going crazy. Your fear of going crazy, essentially.
No.
Fear of dying. Those are the
yes!
symptoms. Now, none of those are actually questions. That's just a list they wanted you
Whoa.
To be exposed to.
All right, this is making me very nervous.
And then the test, I don't know, seems to start over again.
Okay.
Let's see what it says.
Now,
it's all the same things again.
Yes.
I don't understand. I'm gonna enter your same answers and see where it leads us.
Okay. Okay. See where it leads us, Buzz. Dr. Burbank?
No, it just leads back to the same. It doesn't tell anything.
So it doesn't tell Mike if he needs Paxil.
Well, this
or
is
not.
Great. They're doing this to somebody that might be having panic attacks. Then they're going to have a real panic attack after they get through this test. Because they're going to think they didn't take it correctly. No, the purpose of this website is clearly to sell medication.
And to cause anxiety.
But they didn't sell it to me, though.
No. And this test, you go through this test, you'll keep taking it and going crazier and crazier and crazier, and then you'll...
Well, what's the deal, Buzz? What are you looking at here?
For some reason, this test, unlike the other two, when you've finished answering the three questions, it takes you back to the page that says begin the test. If you click on that, you go through the same thing again. It's just a circle.
I wish I had a younger doctor.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't help.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay. A little meanness there. little negativity.
No meanness at all. No. Let's just wait till you figure out how to take the test.
There's nothing to figure out. I'm done. Our work is done here.
Was it a test?
It was a test, but that apparently had no results. The other two worked fine. The third one doesn't. Right. You want to try it? Feel free to give it a shot.
Now, Buzz, yes. You got some issues here.
No, I'm perfectly relaxed about this.
I think Buzz is having a panic attack.
No. Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
No.
Are you sweating, Buzz?
Not at all.
He is sweating. Look, he's glowing.
No chest pressure.
Yes.
No dizziness.
Heart palpitations, Buzz.
No hot flashes. I'm fine.
Buzz internalizes his stress.
Yes, he does.
No, I'm fine. I'm relaxed.
Well, why do you think your intestines blew apart like a year ago?
Well, what happened? Because something poked through my intestines.
So I'm not going to find out whether I have the... Because I had a few yeses in there. But, I mean, I was pushing it because I really don't think that getting nervous on an airplane is an unusual reaction, and I don't feel like
lots of other yeses, though.
But yeah, but, the heart palpitations is a ticker issue. It's not a stress issue. And, I'm on that medicine already.
How does a heart palpitation... if you a ticker issue is a stress issue.
No.
No?
The ticker issue is another... just another of my myriad of health issues.
All right.
That has very, very little to do with stress.
I apologize.
Yes. But, in here sometimes, really, I would get that lightheaded feeling, and I'm not sure whether that's stress or not. You know, because, you think that's the alcohol, right?
Yeah.
All right.
The night before.
Okay. But I'm on the stuff already, so... But you know what? After taking that test, I'm a little confused.
Hello, Fran. Fran, hi there. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Mike, just out of curiosity,
yes.
Before you were... Yesterday, actually, I spoke with you, and you were basically... You weren't too thrilled about taking the drugs, and after I called you...
No, that's not true at all. What were you listening... No, you're stating something that's inaccurate, and I have to correct you.
Well, but after I never up, once I distinctly said that... heard you say to me, go ahead, Fran, go take more drugs, and as if to say, oh, well, it's a bad thing, and you were uncomfortable with it. Now, all of a sudden,
wait,
I heard
stop.
You today...
Stop. You're wrong. I never said that.
I heard it.
I might as well listen
to myself on the radio afterwards.
I am perfectly, perfectly content with what I'm doing. I wouldn't be talking about it if I
was. I think this was a lady who was calling and arguing with you, and when you were arguing back with her, I think you were theorizing that she was taking all kinds of different pills.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Which is always fun. But, seriously, it's really not a big issue. And honestly, when you were giving that test about the panic attacks, I was starting to have one. It wasn't fun.
No.
All right, get out of here, Fran. Goodbye. Let's go to Chris.
Thanks for calling, Cal.
Hello, Chris. Chris, hi. Don and Mike show. Hello, Chris. Well, is not there?
Thanks, Chris. Right. Another helper.
Hello, Paul.
Hey. Hey, you guys really got to lay off Mike. I mean, you're really, really hard on him.
He's not helping me. He isn't.
No, how are we being hard on him? We took a Paxil test today.
Oh, jeez, and you're going to put it on your bowling shirts and everything, on your bowling shirt, Mike.
I don't have a problem with that. I am fine with that. I am fine with that because I'm medicated.
You don't have a problem with it, but when you start laughing and your laughs go into about 30 seconds, 40 seconds long in a couple weeks... Then everyone's going to see Paxil, and boy, this guy's really loaded up pretty good.
I don't know.
You know, I think we're getting a few people that maybe need medication that are calling right now.
We all do.
I love you guys.
Yeah. Oh, no. Mike? Mike? All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Buzz.
You're going to love it. I'm going to change the topic in a minute.
Thank God.
Hello.
I just want to ask Buzz, does he have weed?
No, not
well,
today.
That's why Buzz never has anxiety.
But that's probably the reason.
You're talking about pills. That's what I have to take every day.
Now, what are those?
Wait a minute. Didn't he call earlier?
Yesterday.
This
yes, I did.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Eddie from Queens. Eddie? I just had open heart surgery.
Oh, God. Hey. All right.
All right.
Thank you, Eddie.
All right. God bless you guys. You've made my heart still stay wonderful.
That's wonderful, Eddie. I hope your ticker's doing okay.
It will be.
Goodbye.
Thanks again.
Goodbye.
It's a baboon heart. That's exactly what it is.
Listen, enough. Yeah. Enough with Mike's Paxil. I'm sure we're going to have plenty of time to discuss that in coming shows.
Very good. Yeah, well, of course. It's a long year.
We're going to change the topic now. Something we were going to do a couple of weeks ago, and as it turns out, some other disc jockeys were doing the same bit on the same day, so we didn't do it, but it's like one of the oldest bits in the world, and we're going to do it anyway on this show.
Very good.
We have done this for years where we've had people destroy their cell phones.
Yes.
And I think we've taken that about as far as we can. We've had guys put the phone in a deep fryer. We had the guy actually take his phone out in the backyard and shoot it with a shotgun.
Had a lawnmower. Some guy did it. We've had many times where it's been thrown from a high building and destroyed that way.
And what else, Robbie?
Deep fryer.
Yeah, deep fryer. I mentioned that. Now, what we're looking for this time, and everybody, incidentally, you're playing for $100 in cash, is home item destructions.
Home appliance?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Home items.
Cool.
Whether it's, and I've got thoughts here, whether it's you just want to take out a set of china and start, you know, throwing plates at the wall.
You want to take a sledgehammer to a washing machine that hasn't worked for a while.
Or perhaps I'm thinking I pretty much can guarantee you the prize if you bring your lawnmower inside your house.
Mm-hmm.
And start to mow your carpeting.
Yes.
Now, again, you know, we're going to have to be working on the honor system here.
I think the nice thing about this, when we were destroying cell phones, quite often the proof of the destruction would be losing the connection. This way, with destroying other items in the home, we're going to be able to hear it in its entirety, and I'm looking forward to that.
So listen, if you would like the chance for the home item destruction game, and that's the best we could come up with for a title.
Right.
You got to call one of the numbers, 877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067 or 877-692-1027, whatever number works out best for you. Again, it could be something as simple as, hey, I want to push my refrigerator over.
Right.
Or it could be something as simple, I want to throw a brick through my television.
That's it.
I want to start whipping plates at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm thinking the McGilla would be, you bring your lawnmower inside the living room.
Start mowing your carpet.
Start mowing your carpet.
Be a big one.
But, you know, whatever. We'll leave it up to you.
We know our listeners have skill in these areas.
And we will offer $100 in cash for the best. If it's something outstanding, I'll go to $200.
Very good.
Okay, so call now, and we'll be back. We'll give this a try, the home item destruction, right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
Working for ye, the Don and Mike Show.
Always, you know, not to keep turning this into the psychoanalysis show here.
Yes.
But I was on the phone with my wife there.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just reiterate. If you're a listener to this show and you call me up on the show, I really don't care what you have to say. But if you're a real person in my real life, that I do care about.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
There's the clarification. What was the conversation you had with your wife? Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, then it was that the girl calls up and says, well, no. You said that it bothers you when people criticize you, yet you said on the air that it doesn't bother you.
Right.
When someone called, my wife said, well, you know, you're an idiot. You didn't say it the right way. You should just, like, for instance, I don't like my wife to be disappointed in me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like my wife.
You don't like criticism,
course,
from your wife?
No, I don't.
I don't think either one of us could probably do this job if we put a lot of weight on negative comments from listeners.
No.
You couldn't do it. We get so much of that it would be overwhelming.
For God's sakes. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, listen. Okay, now, I want to tell you something. This is my resolution for 2002.
Yes.
We're going to nail you.
Why do you want to do that, man? Aren't you a faggy or something?
Now, you know what? Because I'm tired. However this guy got the hotline number,
uh-huh,
I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give your number out on the air.
Go ahead.
Do I have your permission?
I give you permission. Go ahead.
You give me permission.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, he's got it. Lisa's got it right here.
301-266-8985.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That means his line will be tied up so much that he won't be able to call our hotline.
Guy calls the hotline all the freaking time. All the time. He's not even a funny guy that calls. He just calls all the time. He, like, he busts Lisa's balls. He busts Joe's balls. But you heard he gave permission.
Yeah. Said it's okay.
301-266-8985.
Give him a call.
Give him a call.
Give him several.
Oh, you think so?
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, but...
We're already going to change that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. I just... You know?
I mean, yeah.
I just thought... I mean,
yeah. Mike, wrote down, he'll probably give everybody the hotline.
I just thought, you know, in our zeal to... but I mean, you know...
We have already put into
motion the motion changes.
Getting the number changed,
right.
As soon as the guy started calling 25 times a day.
Yep.
We'd already done that. Rob, make sure we do that.
Sure.
You better make sure we do that.
I'll write down a post-it.
Okay. Here we go. We're ready for the destruction of home items.
I always think of things like that like just a little too late.
The guy's just a pisser.
He is.
I mean, the guy...
Last year, he did it for, like, 6 months.
Yeah, he's been calling all the time. So call the guy. I don't care if you use the hotline number. We're changing it anyway.
Right. Hey, you know, Buzz just... he doesn't get recognized for this very often.
I love the sound effect.
He just gave us the champagne bottle cork popping. That's from Buzz. Can we hear that again?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Buzz. We're going to destroy their household items now and a chance to win fabulous cash prizes. Let's go to Johnny. Hi, John.
Hey, John. Hey, Pax Man.
Hey, how you doing, Johnny?
Johnny, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from D.C.
All right, and John, what home item would you like to destroy today?
We have this god-awful table that my wife has had that I want to turn into firewood. And frankly, this is my perfect opportunity because I could say that I was trying to do it for $100, and I got my chainsaw ready to go.
Oh, excellent.
So you want to destroy a table with your chainsaw now. Is this inside the home?
Yes, it's inside the home.
Can you describe the table to us?
It's got four legs, obviously.
Well, is it a cocktail table? Is it a kitchen table? What kind of table is it?
It's like a deck table.
A what?
A deck table.
It was outside. It's wooden, though.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like, was it a picnic table?
It's round. It's got a round top. It's about 5 feet circumference or whatever. Likewise.
Is it like a coffee table for your deck?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And where in your home is the table right now?
It's in the living room.
Okay.
Very good. So I think the very fact that he's using the chainsaw indoors.
Yeah, that helps.
That has significance.
Okay. Well, then what we need you to do is put on your safety goggles.
It's done. Got the work gloves too.
All right. Put your Kareem Abdul-Jabbar glasses on. Put the gloves on and fire that baby up and destroy the table.
Okay. I'll destroy two legs and then I'll just check back with you and I'll do the other two if you want.
All right. Be very careful. We don't want a scene from Scarface.
You got it. Or Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Hold on.
Okay. Here we go. Home item destruction.
Is that an electric chainsaw? Must be.
Certainly sounds real.
Feels like one of those little electric saws.
Right.
Sounds like he's cutting wood.
That's two legs. You want two more?
Is that one of those electric saws?
Yeah, it's electric.
Okay.
Okay.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Go right down the middle.
All right, right down the middle?
Right down the middle of the table.
Okay, hold on. It's got some screws, so I got to be careful. Hold on.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear it.
Ow! Out of danger.
Crap.
Yee!
It's a good start.
Yeah. I like thinking about now. Tell me, how many wood shavings, how many, you know, like when you go to the barber shop after you get your haircut and they got all the excess hair on the floor, how much shaving and stuff from the wood is on the floor? How much of a mess have you made?
Well, actually, it's interesting. It must be two different types of wood because I got multicolored stuff. And I got, I'd say about, how do you measure it?
don't worry about it. The question was obviously too difficult for you, sir.
Is it all over the place?
Well, yeah, it's all over the place. I just don't know if it's, you know, a pound. I don't know how you'd measure that.
I don't think we need you to take, like, a ruler out.
It's all over the freaking rug. How's that?
There we
go. All right, thank you.
Well done.
And Rob just had another good idea.
I just thought, you do it anyway without the garbage disposal running. How about a running garbage disposal?
Ooh.
That's a pretty good idea.
Very exciting.
All right, well, that guy is our first contestant, John.
That was a good start.
But not a good measurement.
Let's put it on hold.
John, not the master storyteller, but he did have some good destruction.
Let's see who else we have. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
I'm from Dale City, Virginia.
Kevin, what would you like to destroy in your home today?
Well, there's a problem, Don and Mike. I'm not at home right now, and I thought that maybe I could take a videotape and send it to you guys, but we're willing to break a lot of stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, wait, hold on. The only way you can play the game is if you're at home right now.
Oh, Christ, no. I didn't know that.
Where are you at? Are you at your office?
Yes, I am.
When Don said household items.
Oh, God.
Hold on, the hotline's ringing.
Huh. Who could be calling?
Hello. Hello?
Oh.
You're right, it's begun.
I know. I apologize for being so slow.
It's ringing again. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. There we go. We were all really eager for the revenge without giving it a lot of thought.
But you know what? Maybe he wouldn't have been bright enough to think to give out the hotline number.
That's why I wrote it down.
That's why I'm stupid. Because I read it when you wrote it down.
Right.
But see, you planted the seed, though.
I know.
You should have just kept it to yourself.
Well, I wanted you to know to maybe, like, but it was too late.
I could, go into the time machine like H.G. Wells and go back and not give out his phone number.
I thought if I'd been quicker, you maybe could have hit the delay.
Here's the hotline again. Hello?
Yeah, I began.
What?
I began. That's all the guy said.
It began.
It began. But he wanted to say it began, but right. He's a dumbass, so it came out I began.
What, Robin?
Bringing, not only is the hotline... Not only is the hotline ringing, but ringing with the highest caliber of call.
We're going to get, really, this is going to be the DA parade today.
You may want to just put it on hold. Because
oh,
wheels
that's
are...
no fun?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We right. Dig it in a little way. There it is again.
Here it is now. Hello?
Yeah, he gave you hot number out.
Hot number.
Hot number.
Yeah, but now does everybody understand, though, that even though he did give... Even though he did give out the hotline, it is your job as the John and Mike listening audience.
He gave ye the hot number.
It is your job to call him and harass him because he has been calling us on that number and harassing us for 6 months.
He has derailed the show you enjoy. So call him. Not us.
We're going to hold of him.
We'll get a hold of him.
Okay.
Hot number.
Thank you.
And
he gave your second number out.
Pardon me?
He gave out the 3405 also.
3405 is not a valid number.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, just wanted you to know.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's snowing in Lexington Park.
Give out your hot phone.
Hot number.
Your hot number. Hot number.
Oh, man.
Okay, hold on a second.
Hot number.
Hello.
Hot number ringing.
Hot number.
Hello?
Yeah, hot number.
How you doing?
How are you, DA?
Good.
Now, listen, why would a DA... The whole purpose of giving out the guy's phone number, and bear with me on this now, the whole purpose of giving out the phone number...
You're not going to try to appeal to people's reason, are you?
No, I'm talking just to this DA right here. Mm-hmm. The whole point of giving out that guy's phone number was so that you guys could call him...
He's not listening to you.
Hello.
Yeah, listen, dumbass.
Listen, please.
The whole point of giving out that guy's phone number is that guy's been calling and screwing with this show for 6 months. Okay? So he finally says, you have my permission to give out the phone number. Mm-hmm. If he gives you the hotline, then what you do is, the hot number, you do is you call, and now we have your number. Mm-hmm. And now we will give out...
And he hangs up.
And he hangs up.
Your phone number.
You tried to reason with him.
Now we should call him back, maybe. To teach him a lesson.
What you do there, Lisa? My number.
Oh, no, see, what? Someone else has already called.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, I was going to say, he's giving away the number on his recording.
On his recording?
Okay. In other words, if you call the phone number, it's not, he's not answering, but he left a voicemail saying, hey, if you want Dynamite's number, here they are.
Well, you know what? He can try that, but eventually he's gonna have to pick up his telephone.
Right.
The guy can't leave a tape on his phone forever.
No.
We're having our hotline number changed today.
Okay.
All right.
What, Mike?
Nothing. Nothing. I know we are.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not.
We're having the hotline number
changed right now.
Today, right now.
As this, we'll have a new one tomorrow.
Watch. Right. Watch me. Good, change the number.
Right now.
We're going to call right now.
Right now.
I want to have this number changed.
Odd number.
Welcome to Verizon.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is internal.
May I help you?
Yeah, hi. Listen, it's Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show right now. Your voice is on the air.
Hello.
The number I'm calling you from, it's the hotline number to our radio station.
Odd number.
And some dumbass listener of ours has got the number. And, well, he's giving it out to other dumbass listeners.
So we need to change it.
We need to change it like lickety-split.
Sure, sir. Let me connect you with our business office.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'll be lickety-split.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm going to tell you, this is the power of radio.
You think so? You think we're going to get...
And everybody, don't forget about the home destruction contest.
Right. Oh. Yeah, we had John, who destroyed his outdoor table with the chainsaw.
Thank you for calling Verizon.
Oh, no.
Now also on the web at www.
Please, don't give me voicemail, please.
When they give you the new number, make sure it's not on the air.
For repair service, press 1. To discuss your home telephone service, press 2.
No.
For business service, press 3.
Hmm.
Rotary callers, please stay on the line for assistance.
For a new hot number,
please select from the following 4 choices. To make payment arrangements, check bill balance, request a duplicate bill or payment location, press 1.
No.
To add or change features or services on your existing business telephone account, press 2.
That's what I want,
right?
To add a new business account, please enter the 10-digit phone number you want to discuss.
Yes, if you were waiting to record that.
Yeah.
We got you.
We are transferring you to a representative who will request the telephone number you wish to discuss. Your call may be monitored during this call, we may ask permission to review your account to discuss Verizon services.
Just to prevent people from working.
No effect on the services provided.
Come on,
God, this is... Paxel's not helping me with this.
We just want to change the phone number.
Thank you for calling Verizon. Kim speaking.
Kim, hi. Listen, this is Don and Mike. I have to tell you this quickly. We're doing a radio show right now. We're on the air, and I hope you don't mind.
It's easy.
Are you there? Okay. All right. Now, listen. Now you're not on the radio. The number I'm calling you from, it's a hotline to a radio station. And there's a bunch of dumbass listeners who have got the number. And what I need to do, I need to have this number changed. It's an emergency.
Post haste.
What number is that? Hold on just a second.
Okay. All right, now Don's going to give her the number as we speak, because we don't want that to go over the air, although it really doesn't matter at this point, because we are going to do our very best to change it.
I have given her the number.
Hot number!
She has the hot number.
How fast can you change that?
Yeah.
It will just take a few minutes.
Beautiful. Way to go.
Beautiful. What?
Way
did
to
I
go.
Tell you?
There you go.
Beautiful. Why don't I want... I don't want my listeners to have this number. Hey, would you please come on the air with us again? Please? You really can't. Okay, I don't want my listeners to have the number because it's like a private number, like where if my wife wants to call up or something. It's not a request line.
Secret number.
It's a secret hotline number.
It's a hot number.
It's the hot phone. You remember that phone that Batman had, that red phone?
Mm-hmm. It's like
where that. Commissioner Gordon would call him? That's the number. Yes, and we need to change that so the dumbass listeners don't call us, because one of them got the number. This is Don. She knows the show. She says, who am I speaking
to? Oh, very good. What's your name?
What's your name, honey? Her name is Kim.
Say hi to Kim for me.
Mike says hi, Kim. She says, hi, Mike.
Very hi, nice. Kim. Is she little? It's always about little Kim.
No. We're waiting. Mike asked if you were a little, you know, like little Kim. See, I'm just padding time right now because we're having the conversation on the air, but you can't come on the air with us. But I want our listeners to know that I'm actually speaking to Verizon and that the phone number is being changed now.
Right now? I didn't know that could happen. That's amazing.
I thought it took a lot longer.
She's keying that in right now, seeing what numbers might be available.
Mm-hmm. My service address, sure, it's 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia.
This is very good. This is a good thing. This is cool.
Maybe so I guess it'll do the guy at 301-266-8985. No good at all to continue to give out the hotline number.
Absolutely not.
None whatsoever.
He's toast. Good. Unless, of course, he works for the phone
company. She's putting in the order right now.
Very good.
Can I ask for a special one that spells out a word?
Here we go. You don't want to do that. No, too easy.
No, okay, all right, you're right. I don't want to make it difficult. Okay, no, okay, you're right. We just keep it to as simple as possible.
Yeah. Just to keep it rapid.
Mm-hmm.
Will you ask her again? I mean, we'll actually have this number up and running in a few minutes?
We'll have this number up and running in a few minutes? The order will take 24 hours.
Ah.
It will be working within 24 hours.
Excellent.
Very good. That's the fastest turnaround we can get.
By tomorrow's show, then.
Excellent. Which means that it'll just be whoever's on. Actually, the rest of the shows that are on the rest of the day are all syndicated shows where there are no disc jockeys here anyway.
The Junkies.
Oh, I forgot about the Junkies. Oh, damn it. Well, someone's going to have to tell them not to answer the hotline tonight.
Yeah, we'll apologize to them. It'll be a fun show for them.
Oh, God. Everybody don't call the Sports Junkies tonight. This is not their problem.
That's right.
Oh.
What did Lisa just say?
What'd she say?
What's the matter? What?
Like he might have another number, too.
Hold on. You have an order number for me? Okay, what is it?
Okay, don't repeat it.
Hold on. Everybody be quiet. What is
okay.
it?
Okay. All right, now Don's going to get the order number, and he's going to jot it down, and we're going to so 24. I thought a few minutes would be way too optimistic.
I'm sure 24 hours.
Okay, hold on, guys. Shut up. She gave me the new number.
Just don't repeat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got one more I need to change as well. I've got one more number to change as well. The same first three digits as the other one. Okay, now my pad, please.
All right, now Don is changing another number because we have information that this particular individual has the other number as well.
Apparently so.
All right, so we're going to fix his wagon.
Sure.
But, of course, we have not determined how he got our numbers.
Perhaps by selling his soul.
To the devil.
Mm-hmm. Satan himself.
Satan's imps, Rob.
Well, she's going to add it on the same order,
so it'll be 24 hours.
And I've just gotten an instant message from JP, who says the Junkies are off tonight.
Excellent. Very good.
Oh, that's right. They're off to watch the bowl game tonight.
There you
Perfect.
Go.
So the hotline numbers being changed will not impact anybody on this thing.
Way to go. Fantastic.
That's great.
We'll fix his wagon.
So he has nothing to stand on now.
So right. Lil' Kim here, what she's going to do is she's going to, the other phone number, she's going to change that one as well.
She sounds very nice.
Wonderful.
Oh, my God. Hold on, let me write that down.
This is good. He's getting some information.
You're beautiful.
Now.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. You have the direct number, yes. You call that number, you can get someone in the studio. All right. Gotcha. Thank you, baby. Hey, would you just come on the air to say goodbye? Okay, hold on.
All right, very good. Is she on the air?
Hold on. She just walks. Here you go.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you, and you all have a good day.
Have a wonderful day.
What is this? Make sure the forwarding number.
Right. A lot of times when you get your number changed, they leave a message on the old number telling you what the new number is.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
No. Okay. I certainly will not put it on there.
Thank you, and happy New Year to you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very nice.
She was very nice.
Oh, you see how easy that was to do?
Okay, Bravo. Then.
All right.
So now we have some brand new hotline numbers to deal with.
That's done and done.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you handle a situation.
And I think with a business number, it's a little quicker than with a residence. What was that residential number that we had before, the 301 number?
266-8985.
Very good. That'll take longer to change.
That will take longer to change.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so.
There's our hotline again.
Well, that's okay.
Sure.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Another DA.
If you're going to call the hotline because you've got the number,
say something. How ridiculous
Come
is
on.
That?
Don't just hang up. Hello, Don and Mike. This is just back on. I'm back on the regular phones now. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all want some help trying to get that order through faster?
Pardon me?
I said, you want some help trying to get that order through faster?
You mean you can get it faster than 24 hours?
I want to try to get it done for you, man.
Really, do you work for the phone company?
Sure do.
What phone company?
Verizon.
Well, I've got it. Well, no. You know what? No, never mind. I don't trust anybody at this point.
How stupid are we?
I don't trust you. What am I going to do? Give you the order number? No.
No. I don't need. You know what?
No.
I thought about it just now. I don't need. You don't even have to give me the order number. I'll give you somebody to call.
No. No thanks.
I'm serious.
No thanks. Okay. No thank you though.
Nice to meet
you
all.
Take it easy. Bye.
See you later.
We are just in a den of crocodiles.
Okay. You know we almost are the dumbasses.
We are. We were the dumbasses as we got real excited for a second.
And listen, here's the order number, and here's the new numbers that she gave.
Thank you for your help, person we don't know.
All right, here's the hotline ringing again. Hello?
Don, Mike, it's the guy's cell phone number, so keep calling it. It's not his home number.
If you can't get him now, try in the middle of the night, too.
Yeah, and listen, don't give up after just one day.
No.
Oh, no, not at all. I know for a fact it's a cell phone number because I work for the company. He has his cell phone through.
All right, and...
Oh, so you know this guy?
No, I do not, but I know for a fact through the voicemail system that it is one of our phones.
I see.
And keep in mind that this guy, and we all heard him, he gave permission.
Yes, right, he did.
To give his phone number out on the air.
Yes, he did.
I don't know a lot about cell phones, but every time you get his voicemail, aren't you using his minutes?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And also, to change his number will cost him some serious money.
That's true.
He will have to go into the store.
You know, an early termination fee.
Yes, mm-hmm. He will have to terminate, and he will have to also get the new number by going into the location.
And listen, we really wouldn't be such pricks with this guy if this guy really,
he's been trouble for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. For six months.
For a long time, and I'm getting sick of him breaking up the show, and I want to hear some more people break some stuff.
And he's done stuff that's not even been on the air, where he calls Lisa during commercials, mm-hmm. He calls Joe during commercials.
That's right.
So everybody, you know what, as a matter of fact, you're right, because on a cell phone, even if you just call him and get the message, mm-hmm. He still has to pay for it.
Yes, he does.
And now that his mailbox is full, you have to listen to all of those messages to get any real messages out.
Here you go, Lisa, that's the order number. That's the new hot. That's the new snow.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Thank you, my friend. All right. We'll see if there's someone who'll use the hotline in a responsible manner.
And that's the way it should be done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's fascinating.
Is this the dumbest radio show you've ever heard in your life? You know, that guy from that magazine is going to be going crazy now.
Oh, because
that guy's from Talkers Magazine. This is more inside
I know.
Than anything inside we've ever done before on the air.
Inside and highly entertaining.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I love you guys, and I'm so happy to have you back on the air.
Well, thank you.
And I wanted to tell you that any true Don and Mike fan will remember the first time, what they were doing, where they were when they heard Donita and April Alice.
when they heard what?
The, Donita it's and April Alice. It's raining food.
It's raining food.
Oh.
And that was one of your replays, and I just love it, and I miss it, and I wish you'd bring it back.
Okay, thanks. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Reno, actually. I've been trying to get through the last few days, but it's kind of hard because we're on the time change. But I really love you guys, and Mike, I wish the best for you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I know that you're going through a lot right now. And
listen to the replay when you get it later today, and just call us directly on the hotline. You'll get that later when you hear the show later today in Reno.
Absolutely.
I love you guys.
I love you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Rob, good day to you, sir. And you guys, I've been listening to you guys for like a year now, and I just love you.
Thank you, honey.
Love you to death.
Thank you.
Love you more. Love you long time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Andrea? Andrea.
Hi, finally.
Hi.
I got a couple of things to say. Number one, when you call that 301 number, all you get is that the mailbox is full. So he's not giving out your number any longer. So
Everybody should just chill, because at some point the guy's going to have to go through, and he's either going to have to clear out the messages.
Right.
Yeah, but you change the number and everything, so all that's cool. The second, and well, there's three things. The second thing, okay, just bear with me a second, because the whole thing was about how that phone number goes to your wife. So it all goes back to the Paxil again, okay, because it's all about you. You're afraid that you're not going to get your wife to run the phone because everybody else was calling.
Honey,
wait, the third thing before you hang up is I want to say hi to Buzz.
Honey, it's Mike who's taking the Paxil, and when I said...
Yeah, but it was you that it's all about, like, oh, my God, my wife won't be able to get through because everybody else will be calling.
I was simply using that as a way to explain the purpose of the hotline
to the lady from the phone company.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that you're in the spotlight, and it's you.
Right.
Hold on, ma'am.
I gotta tell you, that was part of the deal. When we were taking the test about Paxil, it was stated that we couldn't do this show if we were uncomfortable being in the spotlight.
Yeah, but he's saying that he's not. And
in real life, he doesn't.
But the true thing is that he really is. He needs to be in the spotlight.
No, honey, in real life, I'm not comfortable in the spotlight. But right now,
yeah.
And even when I was talking to the phone lady,
yeah.
You were hearing me on what? On the magic box? The radio?
Yeah.
So you weren't hearing me in real life, were you? Weren't you hearing me under the guise of doing the show?
Yes, I was hearing you under the show, but
yes.
I don't know. I mean, I've only been listening to you guys since the chick left, and I think he's a great, and I look forward to his in the afternoon. But I think you have some issues there that you don't want to face.
You think I have issues?
Yeah.
What issues do you think I have?
That you really believe that you don't want to be in the spotlight, but you do. Even when you take your kid to the prom for the dinner beforehand and everything, everything's about you.
Honey, yes, a lot of the stuff that I talk about on the show is about me, but it's because it's a good... Shut up for a second. It's a good way to get listeners to relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah, but why do you think that Mike, dodged out of that contest before and doing the survey with Buzz and you? Because you wouldn't give him a chance to answer.
No,
his answers were insignificant.
Ma'am,
they didn't mean anything.
I gave the test, and there was only room for one guy's answers on the test form, so that's why we just chose one guy.
And I also bagged out of
and
the contest,
did you choose, Buzz?
Ma'am.
Who did you choose? The
ma'am,
person that has to be in the spotlight.
One time it was Mike, another time it was Don.
Ma'am, I bagged out of that test because I'm already taking the medication, allowing me to have better conversations with people like you.
That's cool. You guys are great. I'm glad you let everybody voice their opinions. But anyway, nobody is getting your number anymore because I tried the number and I didn't get it. So
okay, all
you know,
right.
But
many
glad to have you
say.
Back and happy New Year, and I hope the ratings go up even better.
F you.
Hey, come on.
I wish
you're gonna go so far as to be the first disease wish.
How did you know?
I saw you warming up for it. You got a look on your face.
I'm gonna have to.
Ovarian cancer.
Oh my God.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Goodbye.
There she's gone.
That's it.
First disease wished on a person for 2002.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
How did you know?
You
got a look on your face. You work with somebody this long, you know when it's coming. I wish you, and I heard it coming right there.
All right. Listen, if anybody still wants to play the game about destroying home items.
Yeah, we've only had one guy actually play the game so far.
Please call us up. Hello? Are you calling for the contest?
No, I'm calling about that last caller. And the guy was calling to give you out your hotline.
Yeah.
They must be from the state of West Virginia, which would be your lazy eye on the body.
The lazy eye.
All right.
We didn't include West Virginia.
No, we didn't.
West Virginia.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Listen, if anybody
wants to play the game to destroy items in their home.
That really was, yes, they can call now?
Yes, now they can call.
I did play a funny game with my kids over the vacations, a new thing that I, you know, comedy is our life, and we were eating chocolate cupcakes, and did the thing where they put the chocolate cupcake on their teeth, and I ask them where they're from, and they say,
West Virginia.
That's probably not politically correct to do that with kids.
Well, who cares? We ain't politically correct.
I tell you, I'm falling off the chair. I'm laughing so hard.
It's West Virginia. Okay, if you want to play the game... Yeah, otherwise we're just going to give the guy $100.
Right.
The guy who's already cut his table in half. Call us now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's your national number, 877-365-3636. D.C. WJFK 202-432-1067. New York. On WNEW, call 877-692-1027. Isn't that right, Grease Man?
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
A stellar job today, I might add.
Thank you.
It's an extra-large show in a medium-sized package. The Don and Mike program.
All right, now, I'm not sure. I think we may have lost some of the momentum for the home destruction contest.
That is momentum we can regain.
Sure. What with the thing with the guy in the hotline and everything?
Yeah.
Because even now, still calling. Hot number. The hot number.
Hot number calling.
Yeah.
We're down in America.
Yeah.
Yes, D.A.
It's us, D.A. Hello.
On and gone. Yeah.
Well, you know what we're going to have to do is...
And a lot of, you know, three or four of these have been completely unintelligible, you know.
Here's a shot.
If you got the hotline number and you have a direct number to get through, say something.
Please. Don't waste your opportunity. We'll talk to you.
Because the number's going to be changed.
Oh, now we're soliciting.
Tomorrow the hotline number's going to be changed. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. All right, back to the regular phones. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
It's been a great show today. You know, I just had a suggestion for Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but you might want to try St. John's wort. I mean, it really works.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on.
I'll get right on it.
The
hot number.
Hot number's ringing again.
Hot number, Don.
See, again,
that's
don't
rude.
Don't call the hot number.
I tried a new product, genital wart.
If you have the phone thing there,
I want to
say something.
A little bumpy.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Evening, fellas. This is Rob, the Angry Black Mailman.
Rob, the Angry Black Mailman. Hey,
hello,
Rob.
Rob, how are you?
All right, yourself. Happy New Year, fellas.
Same to you.
Same to you, Rob.
I was wondering, is Charlie coming in tomorrow?
Charlie Stossel, yes, he is.
I was wondering if I'd come back, I got some new material. I'm having ass surgery tomorrow.
You what?
I'm having ass surgery tomorrow.
You're having ass surgery tomorrow?
I have an abscess on the cheek.
Oh, like a boil?
Yeah.
Was that like a giant roid or something?
No, it's like a boil, like a pimple.
And I got a couple of needles in me about an hour ago, so I'm really angry.
Oh,
what
man.
Pissed off.
What size are we talking about here? Thumb, half
actually,
dollar?
Guess what? I didn't notice because I was face down.
Uh-huh.
I had two beautiful nurses and a nice doctor looking at my assy ass. Uh-huh. And it was very embarrassing.
Did they have to lance it?
Yeah, they tried to get some pus out, but it wasn't coming out.
Oh!
I
have to cut it out.
Oh, so
man.
So now, is it tomorrow that they're doing it?
Yeah, 2:30. So if I came in, I could even take a tape recorder in and record the session.
Okay.
And it hit him so hard, it kind of knocked the feces out of him.
Yeah, I tell you what, here's the deal. Now, this is going to might be tough for you. Because tomorrow I got a schedule because I got Howie Long coming on the show tomorrow.
Oh, right.
We're finally going to talk to Howie Long.
He's not going
to
be here, is he?
No, it's on the telephone. But we're finally going to talk to him about how come he's afraid to look at Jillian Barbary on the Fox.
It could get ugly.
Good. On the Fox show. But I got Stossel penciled in at 1:30.
I'll come in.
Okay, all right. You're in, Robert.
Thanks,
we'll see you tomorrow to argue movies.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hold on.
Hotline, hot phone.
Hot number. Phone. Hello.
What's up, man? Who the dumbass
next? Hold on. Don't hang up. This is the original guy. This is the original guy, right? Right?
Yeah.
And you know what? Now, we've changed our number. By this time...
Hey, mine in the process, too, bud. Don't worry about it. We both doing it. I'll have yours again tomorrow.
You will not have ours tomorrow.
I bet I'll call you tomorrow.
On the hotline?
Oh, yeah.
You have a secret?
Just like your secret at the train station.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no way you'll get the new hotline number.
Uh-huh.
How much you want to bet?
How do you think I got both of them?
How do I think you got both of them? I think that probably, here's how this normally works. When I call someone out, what I mean is when I'm making an outgoing call.
Right.
If I use the hotline or the warm line, and I don't push star 67,
right,
it doesn't block the number. And in that way, the hotline gets out there.
Mm-hmm.
One guy gets the hotline. He gives it to some other guy who gets the hotline.
Yep.
He gives it to some other guy, and that's how the hotline gets out.
No, I got an insider at your station, buddy.
You got an insider at the station?
Yeah, man.
You've got somebody that's feeding you inside information?
Yeah, I bet you I'll call you tomorrow. If I call you tomorrow, can I win a prize?
I tell you what. You tell me who the person is, I'll give you $1,000.
Oh, that's not enough, man. Make somebody lose their job? Come on, man.
I'm not saying they lose their job.
It's more fun watching you get pissed off, man. You get pissed off.
No, we're not really pissed. So you're saying that you get... I don't believe him.
No, nor do I.
I don't believe that he's got it inside. I don't think that's the way he's doing it.
You don't think so?
I believe that caller that called and said he might work for the phone company.
Well, you see, but if you do work for the phone company...
That's illegal.
What we can do is we can find out who you are based on your cell phone number. We can do the reverse thing, and we can call the phone company and tell them that...
How do you know this is even my cell phone? You think I would give you my cell phone number? Come on, man. I'm not that stupid.
But you work for the phone company, right?
I wouldn't tell you that if I did, man. Come on, man.
Hmm.
Whose phone are you using?
Come on, man. You think I went into 6 months by being dumb? Come on, man.
So then you're just...
Well, no, you were just talking about the fact that you're in the middle of changing yours. So you contradict yourself, my friend, my smart friend, my savvy friend.
No.
You're in the middle of changing your number. Now, how do you answer that, smart ass?
Look, I'm going to tell you what. You can track down this number and see if you find me. When you track down this number, you get the person that owns this phone, I'm going to call you on your hotline number, and we both going to talk to you. How about that?
How about you stop talking in this goddamn riddle fashion? How about you just talk seriously?
If you work
for the phone company and you're finding out the hotline number through the phone company, tell us. If you have a friend who's giving you the number, tell us. Why not make it a game?
Now he's called. Do we have caller ID on this phone right now?
Yeah, he's calling on the same number.
What?
I'm calling a different phone.
He's obviously in transit because he's losing the cell a little bit.
Yeah.
So why don't you let us play the game? Why don't you tell us which it is? Do you work for the phone company, or do you really have someone here at the radio station?
I know somebody at the radio station.
Oh. Really?
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me see. Hello, Aaron, you think you know who this guy is?
Yeah, that guy... He works over at Don Pablo's. I don't think he knows who. He don't know anybody inside the radio station. That guy's name is Ron. Works over at Don Pablo's. One of my associates. We always go over there at the bar to see him. I just know the voice.
Well, let's see. Don Pablo's. Don Pablo's.
You work at Don
Pablo's.
You work at Don Pablo's.
Man, I don't even know what a Don Diablo is.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Aaron.
Tell him try again, man. Try again, man.
Yeah,
the longer we keep you on the line, the more we can, we have listeners that are very good spies.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find out who you are.
So,
because a guy like you can't do what he does without occasionally sharing it with somebody. It's no fun if you just keep it to yourself.
Why not?
Yeah, because you guys like you have to share.
Because you can't.
Put myself on this time, see, you made the mistake of giving my number out.
We knew that. Don knew that beforehand. He could have stopped it.
No, actually, to be honest with you, I had thought that before we went on holiday that we had already put in the request to change the hotline.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because didn't Lisa tell you, didn't the station try to get some kind of restraining order against you or something to have you stop calling?
That's what you said, but, why go through all that trouble, man? The courts ain't going to waste their time with no stuff like that.
Oh, the court's got plenty of time to waste time on stuff like that.
Yeah. I like the idea of having our listeners try to identify this guy.
Sure.
It's 301, so he's obviously calling from Maryland.
At least on the cell phone that he's using right now.
Why would you think that? What?
You know what I will offer up, being as you won't tell me the name of the person who allegedly you have as a friend here at the station, I'll offer up $1,000.
Well, the person that gives me the number.
To the person, I will offer up $1,000 to the person who correctly gives us the identity of this guy on the phone right now.
That's 1,000 American dollars.
I know me, man. What the person gave me.
What?
And he's a patient of mine.
Were you near the harbor tunnel?
Who's a patient of yours?
The guy that gave me your number.
A patient of yours.
Please.
Right.
Hey, who is this? Dr. Dre?
He a wacky weed patient.
You're a wacky weed patient.
A patient.
So what, you sell pot to someone here?
Maybe, maybe not.
Okay, let me see.
That narrows it down. Buzz wouldn't do that.
No.
No.
No. Hey, Joe?
Joe!
No, I would have just gave Joe a Viking and on some Percocet or something.
Hey, Joe.
Yes?
Joe, do you buy your pot from this guy?
No. I've got much better connection than him.
All right, who is it? Is it Jason?
I got some hydro. I got some hydro, Joe.
What is hydro? What is that, some kind of high-octane pot?
I don't know. This is the
I wouldn't wipe my ass with your pot, sir.
There you go.
What did you say, Joe?
Yeah, no, you got to pay attention.
I got to go outside so I can get a better reception. All right, you fellas?
Come on.
All right.
Hi.
I like keeping them on the line because that gives more people a chance to hear them.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go outside.
Because you know a big mouth like this.
Yeah, he's shared it with somebody.
He's told someone.
He said, I call their hotline. There's no way that a guy like this wouldn't brag to somebody.
Whether he works at the phone company or if he really does know someone in the building who gives him the number.
That's right.
He's told someone.
Oh, yeah, man.
And, you know, the Don Pablos thing, I'm still holding out on that one because, you know, he denied it right away, but that doesn't mean anything. So he might very well, especially when he changed the name. I don't know any Don Diablo. That was a real transparent move there. So I think we might actually be on to something with the Don Pablos.
Hey, do I sound a little kid impactful?
See? He's getting hot. You see? He doesn't like that because he thinks I might be right. Yeah, then the fake laugh.
The nervous fake laugh.
The nervous fake laugh. So I think you do work at Don Pablo's. If you do, we're going to get confirmation on it in just a few minutes.
Go ahead, man. You're going to give away your money for no reason.
Oh, no, give away.
Oh, hey, so you think we're giving away the money because we're so close.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Stick to your day job because you're dancing out of detective. Bro.
Hey. Hey, okay. Hey. Well, listen, the deal is that we're going to offer $1,000 to the person. Ooh. Who,
I feel like Billy the Kid, man. I got price on my head.
Yes, you do.
Nervous laugh again. Nervous fake laugh. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something else.
Phony laugh.
That the hotline number, the new ones, the only people who know those numbers are going to be myself, Lisa, and Charles Broyhill.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
We'll see. So either one of the three of us is giving you the
number. I might get one of my friends to take that beat so I can get that $1,000. That's what I might do. Just call Don and Mike and say it's you so we can split their money.
That's what I might do. Well, you're getting nervous, aren't you, pal?
No, man.
You're getting edgy. We got you a little bothered.
You know, that's a good idea. Why don't you do that? Call one of your friends. Get him to turn you in so we can find out your name and find out where you... Where you work and what you do, and then you can spend $500.
No, I might just get a crackhead to do it.
You know, and I think you are using your own phone. I know you're using your own phone.
You think so?
I know so.
Oh, man, you hear my phone beeping, man. Those people driving my phone crazy.
Yeah, see, I'm changing the subject? Yeah, so I think we've established two possibilities here.
Don
Pablo's, and this is his own phone.
Mm-hmm.
Don Pablo.
So we can find out his name,
What kind of food they serve at Don Pablo?
No need to answer questions that you know the answers to, my friend.
They serve soul food, man.
Right.
Yeah,
he's getting, you know, I'm detecting a little more nervousness.
We're working him pretty good right now.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, 40 smoke weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 40 don't have the hotline numbers.
How do you know that?
We know who we give the hotline numbers to.
Man, y'all don't know that. You don't even know how I got it. How you know who got that number, man?
So you're saying it's Mr. 40 who's giving you the number?
I'm not saying that, man. I'm just giving you people who smoke weed.
Well, if it's Mr. 40, then we can find out who you are.
Maybe.
Why'd you give me Mr. 40's phone number?
All right.
It's a blind alley, probably.
Let me ask you something. You ever,
Nervous laugh again.
You ever smell smoke pot with a skinny guy named Greg? White dude?
No comment.
You think it's him?
He's the most likely suspect.
Oh, really?
Well, if it is someone inside the station.
Right, yeah. Which is alleged.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, man, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Oh, it's cold out here, man. I gotta get my...
Yeah, the heat's getting to you, though.
Yeah.
It's cold out, but the heat's getting to you.
Well, it's cold outside. I gotta stand out here so I can keep y'all clear, you know?
Because I tell you right now, the spotlight's never been this much on you, has it?
Yeah.
Nah, nervous laugh again.
Man, did y'all find out who owned this phone yet?
Did we find out who owns the phone yet? No, of course not. How could we do that quickly?
I don't know, man. Y'all got y'all fake badges and stuff. I don't know, man.
Mm, okay.
You know?
Well, listen, it's going to be a race.
Tell Buzz to give me a year supply of them fights.
It's going to be a race that we're going to have now to see which is going to happen first. If someone's going to rat you out first.
Or you're going to get our hotline number.
So the race is officially on.
We're going to see.
I'm going to have a hotline number tomorrow. If not tomorrow, I'll call you Monday and say good day to you, sir, like I normally do. I won't give it out this time. I'll just say good day to you, sir.
Yeah, no. I think your source, if you in fact have one, might be reluctant to share that information with you this time.
No, because he like, you know, I got him.
I don't think that's how he gets it.
He's my patient, man.
No, I don't think he's anyone in the station.
No, I don't think that's how he gets the number.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, sir.
Hook me up with a year supply of Vikes.
Yeah, like I make them in my basement.
Man, hey, you know what I'm saying? And I might reveal the source, you know?
Hold on a second. They call Mr. 40.
EP.
Yeah. What's Mr. 40's real first name?
What?
Yo.
Hey, 40.
Yo.
It's Don and Mike.
What's going on?
Hey, are you listening to the show right now?
Huh?
Are you listening to the show right now?
No, I'm sitting watching my sports center.
Hey, listen. There's this douchebag on the phone who keeps calling all the time on the hotline.
Right.
And do you buy pot from him?
Huh?
Talk to this guy. Do you buy pot from this guy?
Do I buy what?
Weed.
Oh, not who is it?
There's a guy on the line. Identify yourself, so just say hello to Mr. 40.
Hello?
Oh, now he's using a fake knife.
Oh,
nice.
See,
there's a guy who's got the hotline, and he's alleging that he's got the number.
He said you gave him the hotline.
I don't have the hotline.
Oh, no, this is Mr. Bill. Oh, no.
I only had a hotline number.
We really got this. Whoever the guy is who got the hotline number originally, we've really got him backed in a corner.
Oh, he is scared.
Listen to this. He's doing this phony Mr. Bill voice.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now he's done.
Hey, I'm calling you out there, dog.
What do you mean there, sir?
Yeah, you don't know me, dog. I'm a drinker, not a smoker. I ain't never bought no weed from you.
How did you put your business in the street like that, champ?
You a corny dude, yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you, 40.
All right, Doc.
Hey, I'll tell you the funniest thing in all this, though. Hey, 40?
Yeah.
I never knew your first name was Chuck.
That's not...
Look at 40's name. We've never known him. We've never seen his
name. Charlie Brown.
We've never seen his actual name before.
Big head Chuck.
That's what did I call my former workplace?
All right. Goodbye. Hey, 40, thanks, man.
All right, dog.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, Chuck.
Bye, 40.
We got a break. All right, and you, the hotline guy, listen, it's going to play out however it plays out.
Hey, I'll call you on Friday or Monday.
No, I thought you said that you definitely have the number tomorrow.
I will, man, but you know...
All right, well, then I'll wait to hear from you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll wait to hear from you, dog.
You and Mike kind of sneaky, man. You know, I can't be...
I'll wait to hear from you tomorrow.
Oh, now you're not such a big man anymore.
I got to give y'all some space, you know.
You might not have the number tomorrow.
So you might need till Monday?
Sounds like we've already won.
No, see, I got to switch cell phones again and call in. You know, that's somebody else.
All right. I got $1,000 for the person who rats out whoever this guy is. Or this guy is simply going to call tomorrow, as he's alleged he can do.
There we go. I believe he's from Mexico.
I have to delete that out if you're going to use words like that. Hello?
I think he hung up. I heard a click. Also.
Yeah, he's gone. We really got to him because he said, hey, Frida, stop biting my D.
Yeah, he got a little upset there. I like the Don Pablos. He wanted to distance himself from that constantly.
Interesting. We're getting close. I promise.
Oh, yeah. So that guy that called with that, we'd probably like more information on that.
$1,000.
Anybody else that thinks they might know who this guy is?
We will wind this up because we got a break, right?
I like the Don Pablos theory because of his thick Mexican accent. Seems to make sense.
There you go.
And we've also got to figure out what to do with the guy on the phone who... let me see. Is he still there? The guy who... is this the guy who saw at his table?
That's John.
Hey, John? John?
John, is John gone?
Oh, no, you know what?
Kill the phones with the delay?
The phones are killed with the delay. So John, stay there. We'll figure out the contest, and we'll try to get this guy. We got to just break. We're going way too long. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something.
What do you care? Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
Nothing but the Don and Mike Show.
And there's an instant request for you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Yeah. It also kind of fits in with the tone of today's show.
Yes, it does.
Indiana wants you.
Outlaws.
You son of a bitch.
Lots of outlaws out there today.
We're going to find you. Here's a guy who says he knows who that guy is.
Ah.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
That guy works at a tobacco store on North Trenton Street in Baltimore.
What's his first name?
His name is Levi.
Hold on, we'll get your information and verify it. How do you know it's him?
I go in the tobacco store all the time. It's RD's.
And how do you know it's him, though?
I go in there all the time. The guy sells weed out the back of the store.
Oh, God. Now, wait a minute. Well, yeah, hold on.
Allegedly.
That's alleged.
This could be...
No. Listen, no bull crap.
No, can't do that on the radio,
but
sir.
How do you know that that's the guy who's got the hotline, though?
I know for sure. It's RD's Tobacco Shop.
All right. Okay. Oh, okay. We got to be real careful with this. Right. Stop with that.
Hold on, please. Hold on a second.
God. Oh, my.
Goddamn.
My.
I think we have someone else for the contest, for the home destruction.
Are we still playing that game?
Well, we got a guy named Art on the phone. Hey, Art.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, Art, let me see. Joe tells me you want to drop a TV two stories down on your patio.
Two and a half stories.
Two and a half stories. So where are you right now in your house?
I'm standing outside looking up at the roof.
Are you on the? Is this going to be out a window?
No, I'm going to climb on the roof.
With the television?
Hold on, sir. Waiting to go up there.
Hey, RJ, Art?
Yeah.
RJ, sorry about that. What are you going to do again? You were talking when I was talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, what are you going to do?
I'm looking up at the roof now. I got a ladder up.
Okay.
The TV's sitting on the porch. It just needs to go up on the roof.
All right, go ahead. Take the TV up on the roof.
My thoughts were where I told the other guy is I'd call you back on my home line so that way I have a phone down by where it smashes at, and I can talk to you at the same time.
This is very confusing. Very confusing. If you would just want to throw your phone out, throw the TV out the window, that's okay with us.
Okay.
Why do you have to climb up on the roof?
And how big is this TV?
It's a 19-inch Mitsubishi Keller.
You're going to carry that up a ladder?
It's pretty heavy, sir.
Why don't you just throw it out a window?
Because it's higher if I get on the roof.
Yeah, but I mean, two stories and two and a half stories, not that big a deal.
Just go up on, go into your bedroom and throw it out the bedroom window.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
We got one here.
And don't ask him how many wood chips are on the floor.
Hey, Rob, I'm afraid I need that special hot phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because the hot phone continues to ring.
Don, the hot phone's going crazy.
The hot phone is continuing to ring.
Absolutely going bananas.
See? Hello, Don and Mike, hot phone.
Man, what's up with this tobacco store thing, man? Come on, man. Store?
It's the same guy calling in again.
Sure made you call.
Huh?
Well, you sure called quickly after it was mentioned.
Yeah, man, because he's trying to make me look bad, man.
Hey, Lisa, give me the caller ID on where he's calling from this time.
Oh, man.
Hey, Lisa, come here. Bring me the caller ID on where he's calling from this time.
All right, hang up. If I hang up, will my number disappear?
No. Too late.
Oh, well.
May as well stay on.
Yeah, might as well stay on.
Is it the same one? Same number? Gotcha.
Okay. You thought you had me, didn't you?
No. No, we didn't.
Oh,
no, we didn't,
man.
At all.
And who's the DA, man? Me or you, man? You know?
What, do you think we thought we had you?
Yeah, man, you thought you did.
No, we didn't think we had
you. Hurry up, bring me the call.
Hey, why'd you have to hang up before when you... Because I had to delete out when you said that thing about Frida biting your D.
Okay.
You know, it seems to me like when you get to that point, when you got to start insulting my wife, that maybe we were getting a little close to home there, and that you were kind of panicking, and that you had to hang up. And now you're calling back again to start it up. We've already put out the challenge. We're going to find out who you are
before you get our hotline number.
So goodbye.
That's already in the works.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the works. Okay, well, we'll find out on tomorrow's show, won't we?
And you know what? We're going to still be on the radio after we hang up on you.
Goodbye. Now, let me see. The guy, Art, is up, apparently, in the bedroom.
Very good.
With his TV.
Alrighty. I'm sorry. I got disconnected.
Okay, Art, go ahead.
Hold on. Did you hear that?
It didn't sound like a 19-inch TV going out a two-story window.
Not even
no,
a
it was on the roof.
Glass. That's all. That tube is all glass. It would sound like broken glass, not like someone going.
No, Art,
you weren't up on the roof either.
Well, we said he could do it from the window.
No, but I just said that, and he said, but it was from the roof.
It was from the roof.
See, the guy just... No, come on.
You're full of it, Art.
Oh, come on, Art.
How much do you want to bet?
Well, I don't care. It didn't sound good.
Get out of here. Goodbye.
Oh, that's cool. Don't call me a liar, though.
Whatever. What can we call you, Art?
Art, it's...
Art, you're okay. Saying I wasn't on the roof, and I am on the roof.
All right, well, then jump.
funny guys.
Yes. Well, okay, funny. Art. Art, it's maybe it's your communication skills.
All right, we'll climb back down the ladder now.
Yeah, I am right now. Here, listen, you want to hear my gutter? Here, hold. That's my gutter.
Wow. Can you lean the ladder against a power line?
Art.
When you get down there, kick the debris.
Yeah, hey, that's a good idea, Buzz. When you get down there, kick the remains of the television that you threw off the roof.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay, Art.
I want to get a glass. Art, District Attorney Art.
Now what do you got to say?
Well, you were so quick, Art, because just the way you talk, we didn't really hear it.
Let's hear it again. Don't say anything.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
All right.
And on YouTube.
What?
Pardon me?
I said on YouTube then.
Dumbass says what?
I didn't ask you anything.
Why did you say on YouTube?
Because you buzzed me.
Yeah, right. You're not...
Same to you, too.
You're not thick enough.
It's the same theory of the guy who calls in and says, I began,
okay. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hey, it's Mike.
Who's this?
I'm the guy in Baltimore.
Oh, all right. The guy who thinks he works at the tobacco place.
R.D.
All right.
Oh, stop with that.
Stop it. You know what? I'm going to go back to John, the original guy who took his chainsaw to his table.
Are you give it to him?
Yeah, John.
Yeah. Doc, can we play this game again sometime, though,
yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really, where we give it a chance?
Yes. Hey, John.
Hey, guys, listen to this.
That was my skull.
John, you've won $100, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry it took us so long to finally end this contest that we...
Hotline, hot phone.
Oh, the hot phone again. Yes, hot phone. Hello.
Yeah, hot phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to throw art off the roof. Can I do that for the
hot phone? Now, that's good use of the hot phone.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
It's been a very interesting show today.
Good day to you, sir.
One day back. One day back, and we already settled in.
At some point in the future,
yes,
we will come back and we'll do the home destruction thing again.
Very good, good.
We just got all off track today. Hello, Gary. Hey, Gary?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Dynamite.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. 40 knows this guy. This guy has some connection with Mr. 40. He Why? Has to.
Why?
Because the way he was acting real funny when you guys were like, hey, do you know this guy, Mr. 40? And the guy, why was he acting like that? He's got to know him.
Yeah, all well and good, but if 40 had the hotline, 40 would use it. He can't control himself when it comes to the show. I think if 40 had the hotline number, he'd call us.
He doesn't have the hotline.
Yeah. You don't think 40 has the hotline number?
No, we know he doesn't.
No, we know he doesn't. And besides, that guy didn't know 40's real name.
Right. Oh, okay.
Which we all do.
Yeah.
I'm understanding now.
Which we didn't know either.
Right.
It's funny. Because it's a real white guy name.
It is.
Hi, Chuck.
Chuck.
How you doing, Chuck?
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
That guy with that RD's thing, that's a bee's nuts joke he's trying to play on y'all.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I bet you're right about that. RD's.
Right.
And then we go, RD's, and he goes, yeah, D's nuts.
There you go.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, my friend. Thank you. Hello,
Don and
Mike Show.
I'm sorry. I just heard the same thing. Never mind.
Oh, all right. Okay. Let's go.
It's been a day of tomfoolery.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
wow,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Okay. Hey, Mike, why don't you give us all some facts, huh?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And, but really, listen, not to end this, we're going to continue this on tomorrow's episode.
Right.
Seriously, $1,000.
We want to find that guy.
For the identity of that guy, mm-hmm, the hotline guy.
Yes, please.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
A former White House occupant is dead.
Oh, I know who this is.
I do, too.
I know. Mm-hmm. Real dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Rough.
Stay tuned. It's not Hillary.
No.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Great we are.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Let's find out here.
They crave lovely Oreo. Don and Mike.
Yeah, baby. Here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buddy was a latchkey dog, and maybe if he wasn't, he'd be alive today. President Clinton's beloved dog, Buddy, was killed yesterday by a car near the Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York.
Now, what was Buddy doing out of the house?
Exactly.
And why wasn't Buddy in, like, a fenced-in yard?
Neither Bill nor Hillary were home at the time.
Yeah.
They live on a cul-de-sac just off a busy two-lane 117. The dog ran out in front of a car. The driver couldn't stop in time. Buddy was history.
Did Ted Kennedy kill him?
Buddy. I could not stop the car.
We'll never know.
I'm so sorry, the dog.
All I know is that, this I mean seriously, I heard Clinton on TV.
You know what Buddy said after he got hit by the car?
What?
We could have all been resting.
I heard Clinton talking on TV.
Wrong Buddy.
about the dog Buddy.
Buddy was a great dog.
It was like almost the same stuff he said, like when, who was that dude that got killed in the plane crash?
Kennedy Jr.?
Who?
John F. Kennedy Jr.?
No. Not that dude. The guy that was the black guy. The Brown.
Ron Brown.
Mm-hmm. Ron Brown.
Right. Right.
Almost word for word. He was a great friend.
Uh-huh. He was a great friend. He will be missed.
He will be missed.
Yes.
We spent lots of great time together.
I'm very sorry to see him gone.
If there's anybody out there, I'm really thinking, if you could find a soundbite
right
of the day that Clinton was talking about when Ron Brown's planes crashed,
right,
and when he was talking about Buddy the dog dying.
That would be surreal.
It is virtually the same conversation.
Any comments from the senator?
No. Nothing from the center. Right.
Did the did Clinton have to say it after an up-tempo record, and he had to talk about an effing dog dying?
Oh, God. It's ponderous, man. Ponderous.
Ponderous.
Effing ponderous.
Goodbye, buddy. Another brief anthrax scare on Capitol Hill today. A suspicious letter containing a
brief
threatening note and some powder made it into the office again of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle.
Oh, my God.
Tests were negative for anthrax. It's not that. Tests were negative for any other hazardous material, for that matter. But the test continue to find out just what the powder is. The area around Daschle's office was sealed off, but only to keep out new people. Those already in the office were allowed to leave but were not evacuated.
You know, as we've learned on this show so many times over and over again, people just love effing with each other.
Yeah, they do. Officials are not yet talking about what the letter said, nor who might have sent it. In this corner, an American Airlines pilot. In that corner, the President of the United States and his Arab-American bodyguard. The Secret Service agent was kicked off an American Airlines flight last week for what the pilot described as inconsistencies in the man's paperwork. President Bush said at the time he'd be, quote, madder than heck if the agent was booted because of his ethnicity. Now the agent, whose name is Secret, of course, has hired a lawyer and is thinking about suing.
Well, no, wait, hold on. So he got kicked off the plane, why? Because we're profiling? Is that why?
That's what he may be alleging. And as a matter of fact, an Islamic group here in America says it has a witness who says the agent was kicked off the plane because of his race. So now the guy's thinking about suing. President's not happy about
that. You know, it really, to me, is a little early. I understand people have these concerns about profiling, but you know something? As somebody who's flown recently, I think it's a little too early to start focusing on issues like profiling. I mean, we really have a lot of people in this country that are still scared and, you know, still feel like victims. I mean, it's sad to say, but unfortunately, you know, you got to understand both sides in that situation.
Profiling ain't bad.
No.
That's all I got to say on the matter.
Okay. The head of Taliban...
There was a private joke that we weren't privy to.
No.
I know that.
No,
when
no,
Rob
no.
and Don
no,
get
no,
chuckling no. like that, that was not the line.
No, there really wasn't.
Give me the paper.
No.
I always like to share.
No. See, you'll see. It's not a joke.
Okay.
It's not a joke.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
I think he and I simply had the same thought at the same time. As
what a shocker that
what
is.
To say. It now goes, even we don't even have to pass notes anymore.
Oh, very good. So there was a little telepathy going.
I'll
have to wait for the break.
New York is offering free tickets to Broadway shows to try to kickstart the economy there. To get the two free tickets to the show of your choice, all you have to do is spend $500.
All you have to do is enjoy anal.
No. You spend $500 in stores, restaurants, or tourist attractions like museums, for instance.
Oh,
the offer's
super.
Offer's good for the next couple of weeks. More info at nycvisit.com.
You ever go to that Mamma Mia?
No.
Did you get out of that?
Well, the ABBA show.
I thought you were going to that.
Yeah, no.
No?
I mean, yeah, I'm going, but I don't know when I'm going.
You are going.
Yeah.
But you haven't gone yet.
No, I haven't gone yet.
That's the question, Mr. Gerard.
That is one Broadway show I will see.
Group ABBA.
Is the ABBA show.
Yeah, yes. Right.
Group ABBA. Buzz, excuse me for a moment.
Telephone.
The hot phone is ringing.
Hot phone.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
The hot phone, which, of course, is not a secret anymore, at least until... the end of today's broadcast. It'll be changed tomorrow.
Is this Timmy Obibene?
This is just the guy that I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I've listened to you guys for years vicariously through various tapes and stuff like that, and I finally got you guys in Portland, and I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Have a great... Happy New Year. Thanks for calling the hot
phone.
Thank you.
And the other hot phone is ringing as well. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God bless you guys. We love you here in Bakersfield, and keep up the good work. We love you so much.
Isn't it nice when we get people calling the illegal hotline with love calls?
From Northern California. We love that.
Yes, we do.
Stay tuned for more love. The Catholic Archdiocese here in Washington is going after the condom ads posted by the local mass transit system. See, when he hears the show played back this afternoon, he'll hear some of the love for Northern California that was expressed earlier.
I gotcha, Buzz.
He'll get it when he hears it.
I thought we were going to hear from our little insect. Our little insect friends.
No, I'm not going to cricket Buzz.
No need for that. Hot phone again.
Hot phone again.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Good day to you, sir.
Let me try it. Stay tuned for more love.
See, I do it, and I get that.
Yeah.
I can't do it to Buzz, though.
Because I'm on Paxil. Yeah, and I'm not, see, so you have to be careful with me. The Catholic Arts Diocese here in Washington is going after the condom ads posted by the local mass transit system.
Boy.
Metro has the ads up at 50 bus shelters in D.C. and inside 134 train cars. The ads criticize the church's teaching against condoms, quoting here, "Because the bishops ban condoms, innocent people die." The Archdiocese says the ads are false and misleading. Metro says it relies on the freedom of speech issue for guidance and says the Archdiocese is free to also buy advertising space if it chooses.
Sure, let them advertise rubbers. Who cares?
Amen. The agency says it's gotten just over 24 complaint calls about the ad.
Buzz, we got hot phone.
Hot phone,
goddamn.
Hot phone ringing.
Hello. Speech issue for guidance.
Hot phone, turn.
Free to also buy advertising.
Turn down your radio.
Don't advertise rubbers. Who cares?
Amen. Turn down your radio.
Oh, it's you.
What? Oh, God. All right, now the other one is ringing.
The other one's ringing. Other hot phone.
Hot phone, okay. Hello.
In 1959, I was the most valuable player on defense in the National Football League.
Uh-huh.
I was making $9,000. I had to have a job. So I went to a friend of mine who ran a thoroughfare market in Fairmont, West Virginia, and I said, hey, you need somebody to bag groceries, carry them to the car, and I can do that.
Sam.
Yes, he could. Good timing, because I have next up a story about one of Sam's old teammates from the 1950s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it Pat Summerall?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Pat doesn't remember.
Hold on.
All right.
Buzz, hold on. So next we have a story about someone who played football with Sam Huff?
Well, I don't know. Played with the Skins in the 50s.
Okay, all right. We will be right back. 877-365-3636. That's the toll-free national number.
Yes.
877-692-1027 from New York and 202-432-1067 from D.C.
Stay tuned for more love.
Caller 100 now. I mean, we're nowhere near done with the show yet,
right.
but that's your cue to call. Being the 100th caller, good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
Based on love, mutual love, and love of others.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, tomorrow from Fox NFL Sunday, Howie Long is going to be in the hot seat.
All right.
Once and for all about this whole thing with the weather girl on Fox.
Right. Howie Long will not kick our ass because he'll be on the phone.
Also, tomorrow, Charlie Stossel and the angry black mailman who's coming off ass surgery.
Well, I think he's going to be on the way to ass surgery. He said he's going to have it done at 2:30.
Oh, that's
but he'll still have the boil on his butt.
Yeah, he had needles in his ass today, right?
Very, some sort of painful pustule on his buttock.
They tried to lance it, and they couldn't.
They're
going to have ass surgery tomorrow. You're going to be angrier than ever. He's coming in. Brand new low-budget Jeopardy as well for you tomorrow.
Yay.
Keep in mind that next week is Elvis's birthday. We'll be having another one of our special Elvis shows. Also, we're going to premiere the porno football.
I'm looking forward to that.
And we've not even started D&M's BMs.
Yes.
Dynamite Best Moments.
Best moments with different categories, giving them the coveted BM.
And I don't know why it always makes me laugh to bring up the fact that Elvis would have been 67.
There you go.
Like he's as old as Charlie almost.
Sure, absolutely.
The Don and Mike BM. It's like the like an Oscar award. What it is, sort of. It's a, you know. Well, yeah, sort of. It's a big bowel movement.
Yeah, it's not real. It's you know, it's recreated. It's the coveted BM.
Yeah, it's like fake poop that we've had put on a plaque, and we're going to give out. We have some categories for the best moments, the BMs.
Who will win the coveted BM
on the Don and Mike Show over the previous year? Oh, and of course tomorrow. We'll catch the guy with the hotline.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do it tomorrow. Buzz.
The state of California is hassling a former Washington Redskins player.
Hey, don't hassle me, man.
71-year-old Dale Atkinson was a fullback here in the 1950s. Now living out his retirement in California, his vehicles bear the license plates 1 Redskin and Redskin 2. But officials are asking him to send the tags back. The California DMV says the name is offensive. Atkinson says to him the name means pride, accomplishment, and toughness, but the DMV's honoring a request made 2 years ago by advocates of American Indian children to recall all the plates bearing the word Redskin.
This show has argued for years that weather forecasters need to be held accountable. Oh. In Rio, they're doing something about it.
Damn, I was going to go with a story tomorrow.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
The mayor of Rio is asking prosecutors to file charges against the TV weatherman who incorrectly predicted heavy rain on New Year's Eve.
This is so great. This is like our dream come true. You know,
they're prosecuting him?
Yeah. Well,
I should have gone with a story earlier today. We found it on the newspaper.
This is fantastic.
This is exactly what you and I have been demanding for years on the show.
Accountability.
Accountability from our meteorologists.
The area around Rio had experienced torrential rains in the week leading up to the new year, causing mudslides that killed 71 people. So the mayor takes his weather forecast very seriously. He says what the weatherman did was irresponsible. Prosecutors say they'll probably charge Luis Carlos Austin with filing a false alarm. That could mean 6 months in prison. There you go.
Wouldn't that be great?
Put them in jail.
Wouldn't that be great? Bob Ryan, Janice Huff, you put them all in jail when they screw up the forecast.
Doug Hill doing time. This guy's kind of like Rio's Bob Ryan, this well-known veteran weatherman, big station.
Let's go up to the penitentiary and visit Topper Shut.
He says he was not irresponsible. The weatherman says the cold front just broke up sooner than expected. Well, we've not heard that before, have we?
Go up to Bill Kamal in solitary.
There you go, in a box. It's getting harder to see the blue light for all the red ink. Kmart is in trouble. Its stock was down nearly 18% yesterday after one expert said the company should maybe consider bankruptcy.
Ira Joe had never lasted a day in the slammer. A big fat guy from Channel 2 in New York.
Oh, absolutely.
Ira Joe.
My God.
Ira Joe.
He would be someone's bitch immediately.
What about Joe Witty? Boy, he'd be somebody's bitch.
He sure would.
He already is somebody's bitch, probably.
As cute as he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe Witty. The value of Kmart stock is at its lowest level in nearly 20 years, with about one in four of its stores losing money. Overall, the company's lost money for the past 9 months.
Oh, we're sorry.
Into the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Gee, well, maybe they shouldn't leave the boxes out in the aisles.
Experts say Kmart has maybe 6 months to turn things around. Business at Walmart, meanwhile, is up 5.5%.
Yeah, well, go figure.
You've got hackers.
You know, I'm a big Walmart supporter.
Most AOL instant messenger users are at risk of getting hijacked by mischief makers.
It's no target.
The company admitted yesterday.
Let's not argue about that now.
And we don't have time.
About which is better, Walmart or Target.
Yeah, Target's where I get my Paxil.
AOL.
Really?
No.
You know where I shop, though, really. The best of all.
Where?
Parmesan Mart. That's the best Kmart of all.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Never right. Loses money.
But no parties.
Great deals.
Company admitted yesterday a flaw in its software, in AOL software, that allows others to look into your Windows computer through the IM program. The news comes just days after AOL accidentally trashed 100 acceptance letters to people applying to Harvard. AOL says the latest problem will be fixed in the next day or two. They say it will not require any action on your part. And more than 100,000 people in the San Francisco Bay Area can no longer watch Friends or ER. NBC has just switched affiliates in that market, and the new one has a very weak signal. Without cable or a dish, 100,000 NBC viewers are out of luck. The Bay Area is America's fifth biggest market.
You ain't missing anything. On Channel 3 there, that's the new channel in San Francisco, Channel 3?
I think so, yes.
And we are heard in San Francisco on KYCY.
Right.
You ain't missing anything. I can't think of one decent show I watch on NBC, maybe outside of Friends.
You get the Today Show. I watch the Today, but even that's starting to suck.
Yeah.
Man, and their ratings are dropping, too. Management at the new affiliate says it hopes to boost its signal within the next few years. In sports.
That sounds like a CBS plan.
College football season reaches its climax tonight when number 1 Miami takes
the money shot.
Fourth-ranked Nebraska in the Rose Bowl. And there's just one top 25 men's basketball team in action tonight. Eighth-ranked Maryland brings a 10-2 record into its home game against lightly regarded Norfolk State.
Hey, go Terps.
And finally, the Brits have two reasons to regret not getting in on the ground floor of the new Euro dollar. First reason is the new euro dollar actually gained value in its first real business day yesterday, gained significantly against the U.S. dollar. Second reason is cheaper sex. Sex workers in Germany say they will take a 2-for-1 trade in dealing with Deutschmarks and euro dollars.
Hi.
That's the equivalent of a 2% price cut. It's like a sale on sex.
Hi, I will take a 2% price cut for your next BJ.
Pink.
Clink, order me some anal right now. I understand it's a 2-for-1 sale, Clink.
Yes, Major Hawkstetter. I'll get your anal ordered right up, sir.
Quoting one lady, we've rounded down. We're charging 60 euros for straight sex for half an hour when we charged 120 marks before.
Clink, I want some straight sex.
Straight sex coming up, Major Hawkstetter.
Their prices are insane.
Hi.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, man.
That's it. We got to go. Thank you, everybody. Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Don't forget, we're not kidding about $1,000 for the identity of that hotline a-hole.
Right? Yeah.
More on that and on all the other stuff on tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Todd.
Todd, where are you from?
Hagerstown.
Todd, you won the Wheel of Intoxication from Boingo Games.
Okay.
Go to www.boingogames.com. That seems to be the general response to this prize. Okay.
All right.
Good prize. Order your game today. Oh, wait, there's more. You've also won the 6 Feet Under prize back. 6 Feet Under is rerunning every episode Wednesday night at 10 o'clock, only on HBO. Go to AOL keyword HBO. Get AOL 7.0 today. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please join Mike and really, we truly miss you.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean this. Please.
Please.
I mean, really, please. Come on.
It's important.
Please join Mike O'Mara and the Crab Blues Band. Saturday night at Mainstream USA.
Yeah.
See the Gannondale, Virginia from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. We'll see all of you there. They're not improved for 2002.
Yeah, last time we had about, seriously, 8 people.
So we need more. We need more people. PAX will support group. Everybody join Mike on Saturday night.
Yeah, otherwise it will really affect me badly.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode and the new hotline number. Thank you and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Rob.
Hotspur!
Can you be kind? Can you, Rob? Can you? Throw your hat in the air just like Sidney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it
All right, it's a fag and fag.
Yeah.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.